The following is a special presentation of the WKLM Sports Department.
Hello, everybody. It is now time for girls high school basketball as West Holmes goes against New Philadelphia. Here is Matt Croy.
And good afternoon from New Philadelphia. West Holmes, a record of 4-3 on the season. They're 2-1 in the OCC. They won three of their last four. Taking on the Quakers with a record of 5-2. They're 3-0 in the Ohio Cardinal Conference, and they won four games in a row. Stay tuned. We'll be speaking to West Holmes head basketball coach Lindsay Belden on the pregame show on WKLM.
Keim Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13th, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at keimhome.com for more information.
Biker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
Millersburg Electric is your hometown holiday shopping headquarters, featuring appliances and much more. Stop by and see the lineup of countertop GE kitchen appliances, including the Cafe Espresso Machine or the Opal Nugget Ice Maker. In addition to having the area's largest appliance showroom, they carry a complete line of LG televisions, as well as the locally handcrafted mattress by Monarch. Avoid the holiday cash crunch with 12 months interest-free financing on most purchases. All at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
When you work the land, you know out there in some far corner of a field, there's an old steel fence post that has your number. And that's when you should have ours. We're your certified Firestone Farm Tire dealer. And when you need service, give us a call. We're specially trained and equipped to handle all your on-farm, in-field tire repair and replacement needs.
Call Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg, for your farm tire needs.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee power tools, Wright tools, grade 5, grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Before the Tip is brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Alongside West Hills Lady Knights head basketball coach Lindsay Belden, come off the first conference loss of the year and that home loss to Ashland back on Tuesday. Obviously playing with a couple of the top players, a little shorthanded in that game. Lindsay got off to a slow start and better second half, just couldn't recover from that.
Yeah, I mean, obviously with Avon Breyer out last week or 2 days ago, scoring for us was they're our main two scorers, and so, but I thought, you know, the scoreboard didn't show it, but I thought everybody stepped up in a way that they hadn't all season, and we asked, you know, different kids to play different roles, and we lost by 20, I think, but effort was good. We handled the ball well. We did a lot of things well, but we just, you know, the roles were different, and that was hard for us to adjust to. So hopefully, you know, we can learn from that and use that as growing, that, hey, we can play these bigger roles than we're playing right now.
To see that, of course, we move forward to this afternoon's contest against New Philadelphia. And Ivana, I understand you're going to be back here for this afternoon.
Yeah, we're excited to have her back. You know, she's been working hard the last couple of days to rehab and to be able to play today. So, you know, that's going to be a help to us. But like I said, you know, it's more than we appreciate, and Ava and Brian are huge parts of our team, but there's a lot more to our team than just those two. And so, you know, like I said, I'm hoping that those other kids learn from Thursday night and realize they're capable of more than, you know, what they maybe think they can do. And so hopefully with some of that confidence and bringing Abe back, hopefully we can piece the parts together.
As they do that, take on a Quakers team that's got off to a good start, unbeaten in conference play so far. Talk about what they've been able to do so far. I know certainly Ellie Mason, Ava Rice have been a big strength of their team inside.
Yeah, I mean, Ellie's been a huge player for them a couple of years now, and Ava was hurt last year, so, you know, dominant scores for them. They're playing really well, shooting the ball, scoring the ball really well. I mean, scoring 50 or 60 points on any given night. And so, you know, we got to be able to defend, obviously know what's going on defensively and who's trying to score for them and maybe who we can help off of a little bit. They have a freshman guard that's new and look for her to be a little bit of a scorer as well. So, but for us tonight, it's about we got to take care of the basketball. We have to develop some confidence on the offensive end and just play as a unit.
And you mentioned kind of embracing those larger roles and looking to learn how to bounce back after a loss like that, right?
Yeah, I mean, we came in yesterday with some energy and some positive energy. And so, you know, I think we're heading in the right direction.
Lindsay, thanks for your time. Good luck today.
Thank you.
That's the voice of West Lowell Lady Knights head basketball coach, Lindsay Beldum.
Before the Tip has been brought to you by Village Motors of Millersburg.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 30 to 40 count cocktail shrimp, $6.98. 16 to 20 count jumbo cooked cocktail shrimp, $7.88. 1 pound snow crab clusters, $13.98. 16 ounce cocktail half shrimp ring, $8.98. 40 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $19.98. And 10 ounce cocktail shrimp ring, $6.48. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Transform your home with the timeless beauty of cedar without the hassle. MRV Siding Supply. With maintenance-free ShamClap shiplap siding. Whether it's for porch ceilings, siding, or shutters, their ShamClap shiplap siding offers the latest designs that everyone is talking about. Get the look of cedar and elevate your home with ShamClap shiplap siding today. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin. Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. dine in, or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
Premier Pharmacy has more ways to serve you. I'm Joel Gauss from Premier Pharmacy, and I'm happy to announce that our newest location in Sugar Creek is open and accepting new patients. Our location in downtown Sugar Creek accepts most major insurances and offers the same great service you've come to expect in our Berlin and Millersburg locations, including delivery and vaccination services. Give us a call today at 330-852-5146 and start experiencing the Premier Pharmacy difference. Premier Pharmacy is your local hometown independent pharmacy.
It's time to be thinking about those concrete projects. Call Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, offering ready mix concrete, precast blocks, and a variety of mason and concrete products. Call today for prices and delivery options of ready mix concrete at 674-0865 or sand and gravel at 674-8121. That's Homes Ready Mix of Millersburg, a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
MEB Systems, a name that has been around since 1977. It is the area's flat roof specialist. Their mission statement is, serve our team, customers, and community by offering exceptional and innovative flat roofing services, all for the glory of God. MEB Systems has the experience to handle anything from scheduled maintenance to roofing multi-acre facilities protecting valuable equipment and merchandise. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at MEBSystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
In the Sacramento University contest, New Philadelphia edged West Holmes by the score of 28-25. A season ago, West Holmes played, of course, New Philadelphia two times during OCC play, and the game played in the dungeon. Earlier part of the season, West Holmes defeated the Lady Quakers 46-37 in that game. In that contest, West Holmes led in scoring by Briar Klein, who had 14 points, and also 9 points scored by Allie McMillan, of course, now gone to graduation, and, of course, played soccer over at Akron this past fall, and also 8 points scored in that game by Zelina Proper. In the second meeting played at New Philadelphia, West Holmes defeated the Quakers in that game by the score of 68-37. In that game last season, for West Holmes, led in the scoring by Briar Klein, who had 19 points, 16 points scored by Chloe Patton in that contest, of course now gone to graduation, and 10 points scored also by Ava Yanni-Yoder, 11 for Zelina Proper, and the West Holmes that get the 68-37 victory. So West Holmes 2-0 against the Quakers a season ago. Of course, West Holmes captured the outright OCC title last year, going 13-1 in the OCC. Mansfield Cedar finished up in second place at 12-2. Lexington was 8-6 in the conference in third place, followed by Ashland at 7-7. While Mount Vernon, Madison, Worcester, and New Philadelphia all finished up at 4-10 in conference action. The IVC North Division champion in girls basketball was Strasburg. They went 12-0 in the IVC North, while Highland captured the outright IVC South Division title last year, going 12-0. Overall around the area in girls basketball last year during the regular season, Lattonville went 19-1, Highland 20-2 overall, Triway went 18-4, Wayndale 17-5, West Holmes went 16-6 overall, Danville 15-7, while Central Christian went 10-10, and Garaway went 10-12. New Philadelphia overall last year during the regular season finished up at 6-16. West Holmes in the Division II East 2 District Tournament last year, they were the number 5 seed. They won over the 15 seed Minerva 51-26, then got a win in the sectional title, defeating the 13 seed Morgan 72-29. Then a victory in the district semifinals as they won in that game in a low scoring affair 24-19 over the 8 seed Dover before eventually falling in the district championship game to the top seed West Muskingum by the score of 54-38 in that district title game. New Philadelphia also in Division II in the East 1 district, and they were the 18 seed. They fell in their first sectional tournament game, going down to the 4 seed Carrollton by the score of 61-51 last season. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show next on WKLM.
At Mack Oil Field Service, they offer specialized trucking, water hauling, dirt work, and general oil field service in New York, Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and Ohio. They have the equipment and manpower to tackle any task handed to them. The future lies in the hands of our youth, and Mack Oil Field Service is proud to support them. Call Mack Oil Field Service for all your oil field needs at 330-674-7371. That's 330-674-7371.
With today's market instability, many homeowners are looking to upgrade their existing home rather than buy or build a new one. At Home Siding Contractors, we know choosing the many colors and styles of siding, replacement windows and doors can be overwhelming. At Home Siding Contractors, we can help make that decision easier. Durability, beauty, and low maintenance over time describes our products the best. Call Home Siding Contractors today at 888-725-6619 and let our professional staff help upgrade your home today. Home Siding
Contractors. Huddle up, business owners. When it's about the safety and security of your business, Wayne Door is your playbook for success. Score big with Wayne Door. From access control systems to camera installations and gate operators, they're in the business of keeping your turf locked down. Wayne Door offers unbeatable sales support, seamless installation, and game-changing service. Visit them at WayneDoor.com and let them help safeguard your business. Wayne Door, the people you can trust since 1973.
Call Berlin Heating and Cooling, your Rheem Pro partner, and you know you're calling the very best. Berlin Heating and Cooling services and installs Rheem and all types of furnaces and air conditioning equipment. Berlin Heating and Cooling, they're your local team you can trust. Call them today at 330-893-3057. That's 330-893-3057.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
EcoSeal Home Solutions has been serving all of Northeast and Central Ohio as the leader in foundation, waterproofing and repair, basement exit systems, and gravel delivery. Whether you're building a new home or your existing home foundation and basement is in need of some TLC, EcoSeal has the answer. For more information or to schedule a free estimate, call 330-893-SEAL. That's 330-893-7325.
Get financial solutions when you need it from Dave Stabile Financial Services. After winning six state championships as a head basketball coach, Dave Stabile knows that planning, preparation, and hard work can lead to success. And the same can be applied to your financial future. Whether you are a young adult, individual, family, or a business, Dave Stabile Financial Services will establish financial goals and income protection. Contact Dave Stabile Financial Services at 893-1900, located at 4585 State Route 39, Millersburg. Securities offered through ON Equity Sales Company, member FINRA SIPC.
So far this season for West Olds, they began their season with that 43-31 loss. That was at Dover. Came back, got a 52-38 win on the road over John Glenn. Lost 52-40 in a home loss to Harvest Prep, but then won three games in a row, downing Madison. And that was on the road, 57-43. An overtime win over Wayneville at home, 40-35. Won 38-34 at home over Lexington before dropping their game on Thursday in the first conference loss of the year. Went down to Ashland by a score of 45-24. West Holmes has a record of 4-3. New Philadelphia won their season opener over Zanesville on their home floor, 42-24, then lost two games in a row, lost 57-41, I should say, at Downton, and a 48-29 loss. That was a home loss to Dover, and then have since won four games in a row. 150-41 at home over Madison, 146-35 at Indian Valley, 62-36 victory, that was at Mansfield Senior, I should say, against Mansfield Senior, at the Hope and Hoop Fest. And won 56-40 at Worcester as New Philadelphia comes in with a record of 5-2. For New Philadelphia, averaging 46.5 points per contest. West Holmes averages 40.3 points per game. Defensively, the Lady Quakers are giving up 40 points per contest. West Holmes gives up 41.4 a game on the defensive end. In the Ohio Cardinal Conference thus far in girls basketball, it is Ashland and New Philadelphia both 3-0 in conference play. West Holmes is 2-1 in the conference, while Madison is 2-2, Lexington is 1-2, Mansfield Senior 1-3, and Worcester is 0-4. Against conference opponents, New Philadelphia is averaging 56 points per game, while West Holmes averages just under 40 points per contest. While defensively, the Quakers give up 39 a game, and West Holmes gives up 40.7 a game on the defensive end in conference play. In the IVC North Division so far, Strasburg and East Canton are both unbeaten at 3-0. Malvern is 3-2 in the conference. Buckeye Trail 2-2. Newcomerstown 1-1. Canaan Valley 0-3. And TCC is 0-4. In the IVC South, it's Highland unbeaten at 5-0, followed by Ridgewood at 3-1. They're squaring off today. And Tuskegee Valley is 2-1. Indian Valley is 1-2. Sandy Valley 1-2 in the conference. Claymont is 1-4. Garraway 0-3. Overall around the area in girls basketball, Highland an overall record of 7-1. Central Christian is 5-2. I mentioned West Holmes 4-3. Wayndale is 4-5 overall. Lonneville is 4-3. While Triway is 2-5. Garraway 1-7. And Danville record of 0-7. Stay tuned. More to come on the pregame show next on WKLM.
Since 1991, the Holmes County Education Foundation has awarded more than $9 million in scholarships to residents pursuing higher education. Scholarships for the 2021-2022 academic year will be available on our website at www.hcef.net starting in January. Holmes County residents and Holmes County High School graduating seniors may apply.
Looking to boost your career in 2025? Buckeye Career Center's adult education programs are here to help. We're offering two exciting new courses, Intro to Industrial Robotics and Intro to Basic Machining. These 10-hour courses meet Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3:30 to 5:30 p.m. Plus, in February, we're offering beekeeping, advanced photography, forklift training, and automotive brakes. Take the next step today. Call 330-339-2288 to register. Discover your passion and prepare for your future at Buckeye Career Center.
Would you like to take down years of dental neglect? Our office has offered IV sedation dentistry for over 20 years that allows you to have multiple procedures done in one visit. It can be any treatment from multiple fillings, root canals, wisdom tooth removal, crowns, or all of the above. To find out more information, please visit our website, www.drbradwalsh.com, or give us a call. We wish all of our local athletes the best this winter sports season.
Do you have rental properties or are thinking of purchasing rental properties? Hello, this is Larry Hobron from Hobron's Insurance Service in Millersburg. If you need insurance coverage for your rental properties, give us a call. Ohio Mutual Insurance Group has very competitive rates with all the coverages you need. Call us at 330-674-9091 and we'll be happy to give you a quote.
Are you looking for a bank that understands your local needs? Look no further than Kilbuck Savings Bank. We're your neighbors, your friends, and your partners in financial success. At Kilbuck Savings Bank, we pride ourselves on offering personalized service tailored to you. We are a community bank that is large enough to help you achieve your goals while continuing to care about the communities we serve. We wish all teams the best of luck this season. KSB, a Bauer 5-star financial rated bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
The secret's out. Thread and Ink in Holmesville is open to take care of your custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing needs. They offer a storefront with apparel for West Holmes, Highland, and surrounding schools. Whether it's school spirit wear, professional business attire, accessories, or unique custom designs, they deliver excellence in every product. Open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Thread and Ink is located at 8210 County Road 245 in Holmesville. Or call Justine at 330-279-9222. That's Thread and Ink, custom embroidery and screen printing in Holmesville.
At First Federal Community Bank, investing in our community isn't just a slogan. It's how we do business each and every day. I'm Matt Miller, president of First Federal, and our goal is to empower your financial well-being and build a lasting relationship with you, your family, and your business. We're here to assist you every step of the way, from checking and savings accounts to mortgages and commercial loans. First Federal Community Bank, serving your banking needs in Sugar Creek, Berlin, and Mount Hope. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Many things can cause damage to your vehicle. A deer, another car, or that parking lot pole that came out of nowhere. Regardless, your ride needs to be repaired. And Finish Line Auto Body is the place to go. Finish Line will help pay your insurance deductible. That's right. Finish Line will pay up to $500. You could get your vehicle repaired while paying zero out of pocket. Call or visit the Finish Line Auto Body Customer Care Center for details. Located on State Route 83 in Millersburg.
Other girls' games around the area today has Highland playing host to Ridgewood this afternoon. Also, Tuskegee Valley is at Garraway, Fearless at Triway, Central Christian is at Christian Community as well. Also, in the OCC, Mansfield Seniors at Lexington, Ashland is playing host to Worcester, Madison is at Dover as well for this afternoon. We'll take another quick break and some comments from Don Hall right after this on WKLM.
If you are a small business owner in Holmes County and want to offer yourself and your employees a retirement plan, please call me, Rob Hovis, financial advisor at Millersburg Financial Services at 330-473-6025. I have more than 30 years of experience in helping investors in Holmes County and can help you select the right kind of small business retirement plan to save on taxes and offer an attractive benefit to your employees. Securities are held by LPL Financial, member SIPC.
At Village Motors in Millersburg, we're all about service, literally. This is Deke Miller, and our service department will help you take care of your investment in a new or pre-owned vehicle. Trained and professional, our service staff cares about your vehicle as much as you do, and their workmanship will keep it in tip-top shape or fully repaired if needed. Find out what full service really means when you trust us, the people who care about you, Village Motors in Millersburg.
Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Other girls' games going on today in the IBC has Indian Valley at Sandy Valley, Stralsburg playing host to Buckeye Trail, Newcomers Downs at East Canton, Connaughton Valley is at Wood County Christian, and TCC playing host to Riverview. In boys' basketball, Garraway's at Carrollton, Triway at Wayndale, Mount Gilead playing host to Lauderdale, Fredericktown's at Danville, Lexington is at Ontario, Millersport visiting Ridgewood, and Stralsburg is playing host to Hillsdale. Matt Quay alongside Don Hall for this afternoon's contest as West Holmes takes on New Philadelphia. I know we always talk about this, Don. Always fun to come back here in this gym here at New Philadelphia.
This is one of my favorite gyms to play in back when I played. It's good jumping gyms, I used to say. But what a great venue right here. And two good storied programs. We go way back with these guys ever since, I mean, back in the 70s. And it's always been a good, hard-fought, two-storied programs. Going to be a good one today.
No question for West Holmes trying to bounce back after that loss to Ashland. Of course, the game they were without Brian Klein, Aviana Yoder. They have Aviana back today here. So West Holmes trying to find some other girls to step up in some larger roles.
No, absolutely. You had some girls that were playing some spot minutes like Rory Wilcox, Maddie Fair, Lily Brown. But now those roles are a little bit larger. I mean, they had to do that against Ashland Thursday night. And then today they're going to have to do it again. And you just, one person doesn't replace Briar Klein. So they're going to need all three of those girls come in. And we've got a little freshman coming. coming up. Mari Patterson, that's playing a little bit of minutes too, and actually she looked pretty good Thursday night as well.
Quakers, of course, kind of a young team last year. Cassino's kind of starting to take that next step here, off to a 3-0 start in the OCC, 5-2 overall, and Ellie Mason and Ava Reason certainly have kind of been a big part of what they've been able to do.
Yeah, they've got some nice players over there. Reason's a good post player, averaging almost 10 points a game, and Ellie Mason, she's been a staple for the last 3 years over here. She's averaging almost 12 points a game, and they got a nice little freshman as well, Aubrey Wells. She's averaging close to 8 points a game, so they're good, and speaking of the OCC, there's really no clear-cut favorite right now in the OCC. You do have two undefeated teams, one being New Philadelphia and the other one being Ashland, and then West Holmes is also in that talk as a OCC favorite as well, but they're going to have to come over here and sort of steal one from New Philadelphia, because in the OCC, no matter what your record is, it's always tough to go play away.
Well, you mentioned steal one this afternoon. What's it going to take for West Holmes to be able to do that?
They're going to actually keep their turnovers down. That's going to be huge. And rebound. They're going to have to rebound and to defend and to just make sure that those easy turnovers don't lead to easy points for New Philadelphia. So it's just second chance points and defense and rebounding.
We'll see what happens this afternoon. That's the voice of Don Ho. We'll take a break. Come back with today's national anthem after this on WKLM.
Are you ready to accelerate towards your dreams with a new car, ATV, boat, or some extra cash for personal needs? This is Zach Deidinger, a banking center manager at the Commercial and Savings Bank, here to help you fund your next adventure. Our team of experts is committed to finding the right solution for you with competitive rates, flexible terms, and personalized service. Visit csb1.com to apply online or give us a call at 800-654-9015 to speak with a loan specialist and discover the CSB Advantage. The Commercial and Savings Bank. Relationships you can bank on. Member FDIC.
If you're looking for a nice-sized two-bedroom home that is a great alternative to buying a condo, then check out this property at 102 Quinn Circle in Millersburg. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions with an asking price of $319,000. The home has a new kitchen with hard-surface countertops and high-end appliances. The flooring has been replaced throughout the home, while the laundry off the kitchen has a separate room for folding and keeping cleaning supplies. Updated light fixtures and a fresh coat of paint has been added to the walls and trim. Located in the West Olds Local School District. For more information, choose a date and time to see this property, contact Daniel Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com. Give the gift that provides peace of mind, protection, and security for your home and loved ones this holiday season by installing a Generac home standby generator. Whether it's for your home, your parents, or your children, contact Millersburg Electric today for a free on-site evaluation. And have the Generac standby generator providing 24/7 automatic power protection against possible severe winter storms and ice. Contact Millersburg Electric, Ohio's premier Generac generator dealer, or visit MillersburgElectric.com. Wonder West Holmes will have a game again a week from now. We'll play next Saturday after this. It'll be December 28th, a game at Worcester. New Philadelphia also plays next Saturday in their next contest on the 28th. It'll be a home game against Ashland. For us, of course, later on tonight, we'll have college football playoff action. Tennessee's at Ohio State. We'll be joining the OSU Radio Network tonight at 6:30. Kickoff at 8 o'clock tonight. And Sunday, we'll have Cleveland Browns football. The Browns are at Cincinnati. Take on the Bengals. We'll join the Browns Radio Network at 11 a.m. And, of course, Monday, girls basketball. Tuslaw is at Highland. Tonight's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veteran Services in Millersburg. We'll be joining the court here momentarily for that. We'll join the court right now.
Businesses which have agreed to serve as game ball sponsors for our home games during the 2024-25 season. Today we honor a new image auto sales, represented by Kyle Sanborn. Kyle is joined by New Philadelphia Athletic Director Tim Fornby in Midport. New Image Auto Sales is located now in Woodbury, South 705 South Tuscarawas Avenue. And in its original location is still open at 1202 4th Street Northwest in New Philadelphia. Thank you to Kyle Sanford and all the team at New Image Auto Sales for your support of our Lady Quakers basketball team and for serving as today's game ball sponsor. Thank you. We live in the greatest country in the world with freedoms like no other. To honor America and in respect for all who are now serving and for all those who have served our country to defend our freedoms, please. Please stand for the pledge of the national anthem.
And again, today's national anthem brought to you by the Holmes County Veterans Services in Millersburg. And today's starting line is being brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body, located on the north side of Millersburg. If your car is damaged, the best place to get it back in the game is at Finish Line Auto Body. Now for this afternoon's starting lineups, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. Starting today for your visiting team on the scoreboard, your West Holmes Lady Knights. Number 13, a 5'7" sophomore guard, Kara McMillan. Number 31, a 5'10" senior post, Greta Rollins. Number 21, a 5'10" senior forward, averaging 14 points a game, Aviana Yoder. Number 20, a 5'2" senior guard, Jewel Brown. And rounding out your starting five, number 10, a 5'7" junior point guard, Zelina Proper.
West holds a record of 4-3 in the season. They're 2-1 in the OCC, and they're coached by 7th-year head basketball coach, Lindsey Belden.
And for your home team tonight, the New Philadelphia Lady Quakers, starting number 10, a 5'9" freshman guard, averaging 8 points a game, Aubrey Wells. Number 15, a 5'6" senior guard, Michaela Plants. Number 21, a 5'9" senior forward, averaging 11.7 points a game, Ellie Mason. Number 24, a 5'4" senior guard, Cecilia Espensheet. And rounding out your starting five, number 33, a 5'11" senior post, averaging 9.7 points a game, Ava Reason.
New Philadelphia, a record of 5-2 overall. They're 3-0 in tied for first place in the OCC. They're coached by Kevin Cornell. And to the afternoon's story line is brought to you by Finish Line Auto Body. They have experts in collision repair and paint jobs. You'll have your car looking brand new. They'll even pay up to $500 of your insurance deductible. Give Brooks a call, 330-674-1483. Matt Coy alongside Don Hall, Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Glad to have you with us on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com. No video today. We will be back on video, of course, this week coming up here with, again, girls basketball coming up throughout the week. Of course, we have two games coming up next Friday and two games next Saturday. Check out our broadcast schedule if you want to check that out on our website, WKLMFM.com, and click on the on-air tab. Just about ready for the opening toss here at New Philadelphia. Again, West Holmes at 2-0-1 in the conference. The Quakers at 3-0. And New Philadelphia with their white jerseys in white shorts, red numerals, and red and black trim. West Holmes blue jerseys, blue shorts, white numerals, and red trim as well. Jumping for West Holmes, that's going to be Greta Rollins, a 5'10 senior. And stepping to the charity stripe for New Philadelphia, Ava Reason. She's a 5'11 senior. There is the whistle. And here is the toss. It'll be batted around and finally corralled by the Quakers. They'll go from right to left with the basketball in the first half. Here's Espensheet across the timeline. Pass goes left wing. It'll be grabbed now by Ellie Mason. Mason's pass goes inside the Reason. Double team. Her pass goes right corner. Now grabbed by Al Top. In the hands now of Mason. Her three-pointer is going to be knocked down. Ellie Mason makes it in 3-0 New Philadelphia.
Good ball movement by New Philadelphia. Get the ball reversed a couple times.
Vocal pressure is on. West holds the ball. Pass by Brown front court. Grab now by Ava Yanni-Yoder. Dribble to the baseline by McMillan. Lobs it back out top to Proper. Proper dribbles at right point. Crossover. surveys the offense, and now lobs it right into the foul line. Avion Yoder gets the handoff. Here's a drive by McMillan. McMillan's going to be hacked to the arm, so he takes it to the basket, and it'll send Kerr McMillan to the foul line to shoot two.
What a nice little cut by Kerr McMillan down to the hole. Good job by West Holmes getting into the lane, the first possession of the game.
And that'll be indeed the first personal on Ava Reason. McMillan fires it up. It's going to be knocked down in the first attempt, and West Holmes is on the board.
This will give West Holmes a chance to set up her press if she makes this, if they so choose to do so.
And second free throw is up. That's going to be good as well. Indeed, she does marry them both, Kerry McMillan, and the press is on. It'll be embedded and grabbed in the backcourt. A pass received now by Ellie Mason. And the backcourt now to Espensheed. She'll dribble it now across midcourt. Espensheed to the foul line. Dumps it inside, deflected, and grabbed by Reason. Hicks it to the corner, goes out of bounds. That'll be off of West Holmes, but again, good defense by the Lady Knights.
Very good defense by Lady Knights, but those are 50-50 balls. Those are West Holmes needs to come through and grab those when they can.
Espensheed now to win about it, but he throwing backboard for the Quakers. And looking, nobody open. Finally, pass goes out top, stolen away by Greta Rollins. West Holmes basketball. McMillan in transition to the foul line. Kicks it right wing. Three-pointer by Avion. He gutters up in the air. Knocks it down. West Holmes has the lead.
That's a good start for West Holmes.
Their first lead of the contest after that first serve on the Quakers. Meanwhile, the shot on the other end as they'll beat the press is going to be by Michaela Plants to the basket. She'll be hacked to the arm. That'll send Plants to the foul line.
And that's what happens. As New Philadelphia got the ball in real quick before West Holmes had a chance to set up their press and got the ball down and got an easy attempt at a layup and got fouled.
Avion Yoder gets that personal foul. Of course, her first. Free throw goes up in the air by Plants. She'll knock it down. Michaela Plants, her first point, makes it a 5-4 ball game. 5'6 senior guard averaging 4.5 a game, just over 4 rebounds per contest. Second free throw's up. That's going to be in and out. No good. Rebound, Kara McMillan. West Holmes lead by one, and they have the basketball. With 6:40 to play first quarter, and pass to the front court to Joel Brown on the right wing. Out top with it to Avion Yoder. Yoder looking, shovels the left side. Back to Joel Brown. Her three-pointer's up in the air. Going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be knocked to the floor. It'll be out of bounds. Off of New Philadelphia, West Holmes will keep the basketball.
I'm going to give credit to Greta Rollins on that offensive rebound. Our second chance points, the opportunity right here now. That's big.
Good effort by her. And embedded by Proper goes into the hands of McMillan now on the left wing. McMillan has it knocked loose, stolen away. Quakers have it on the other way on the fast break. Drive, lane, shot up in the air by Aubrey Wells. The freshman guard will bank it in.
Boy, nice Euro step by Aubrey Wells as a freshman.
And makes it a 6-5 Quaker advantage. West Holmes ball gets that press to Proper. Into the front court. Grab now McMillan. Here pass inside to Avion Yoder on the right block. Hicks the right wing Brown. Out top Proper. Wide open three-pointer by Proper. Going to be knocked down.
That's good for Zelina. She needs to make those.
Her first 3 points. West Holmes now an 8-6 advantage. Quakers basketball. Out to the baseline. Cross-court pass to the corner received by Aubrey Wells. On the left wing back to Ellie Mason. Her three-pointer off the mark. Rebound batted around and finally grabbed by Joel Brown. Lady Knights basketball. As Rollins slow to get back onto her feet. West Holmes in the front court. Now Proper has it out top. Now to the foul line. And the left corner goes to Avion Yoder. Now to McMillan. McMillan to the paint. Back in the corner goes to Zelina Proper. Proper to the foul line. Runner by Proper up in the air. No good. Rebound me grabbed inside by Michaela Plants. Quakers have it down by two. And now Espensheed's pass goes front court to Wells. Helps inside a wide open Ava Reason. She'll bank it up and in. Her first two were tied up now at 8 apiece. First tie of the first quarter. Full court pressure is on. 1-2-2 press. Brown's pass can be knocked away. Stolen by Aubrey Wells. Wells to the basket. Her layup is good. And now the Quakers have a 2-point lead. Timeout called by West Holmes. 5 minutes to go first quarter. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Stay tune later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service, as it will be Brogan Stein reporting all the area basketball scores for you during the highest day game all the way until midnight. And a back-and-forth first quarter so far, Don.
Yeah, it's good. Nobody really looks to push the ball down the court. Both of them, you know, averaging in 40, so nobody looks to push it down the court. So good defense being played.
Fulker pressure is on. Brown has it for West Holmes. Across midcourt on the pass. Going to recede on the near side. In the ballgame now for West Holmes. Maddie Fair, the pass gets into the right block to Aviana Yoder. She'll be hacked in the on the arm on that right block. And now Aviana Yoder to the foul line.
It's a good flash by Aviana Yoder. Nice entry pass by Zelina Proper.
Retta Rawls were shaken up there a couple plays ago. She's on the bench right now. See if she's able to return. That would be a foul slapped on Mikayla Plancer first. Second team foul on the Quakers. Free throw here, no good on the first attempt by Aviana Yoder. Of course, Yoder came in averaging 14 points per game for the 5'10 senior. Missed that last game against Ashland. 4:45 to play in the first. Second free throw by Yoder is going to be no good. Missed them both. Rebound batted a couple times. Grabbed by Aubrey Wells. Quakers basketball on the fast break. Wells to the foul line. Takes the left wing. Grabbed by Mamula. Goes out top to Reason. Back in the far side. To the baseline. Under the basket. Shot up in the air off the glass. Going to be no good by Reason. Rebound batted a couple of times. Knocked out top. Received by Espensheed. Back inside the Reason. Reason shot in the paint. Up and under move off the glass. No good. Rebound grabbed by Lily Brown in the game now. The junior guard for West Holmes. Proper on the fast pick. Lobs it inside. It'll be grabbed by Brown. Out top Proper. Proper thought about it. Dribbles it instead. Back to Brown. Brown to the foul line. And going to be an illegal screen apparently set by West Holmes.
I'm not sure. Did they call that on Proper?
It will be on Proper indeed. Second team foul, West Holmes. Proper going to have her first personal foul.
I think West Holmes needs to look a little bit more inside. I believe Aviana was Yoder open at that block.
And now Quakers will have it. Far side of the backcourt. And proceed on the inbounds pass to Mikayla Pants. Her pass to Mason. Mason will cross the midcourt line. Nice look by Mason. Goes to Wells. Her layup is going to be good.
Wow, our New Philly just beating West Holmes down the floor.
Wells has six. Now a 12-8 lead for the Quakers. West Holmes has the ball. 4 minutes to play in the first quarter. With it out top is Fair. Goes out top in the hands over to Aviana Yoder. Back on the right side, Joel Brown. Brown looking. Lobs inside right block to Aviana Yoder. Backs it in. Shot by Yoder for the baseline. Missed the shot. Rebound chased down by Mikayla Plants. Plants to the fast break. Her pass goes left wing. Over to Zimmerman, left wing on the three-pointer by Mason, off the mark. Rebound by Mamula, her putback is no good. Rebound finally picked up by Lily Brown. West Holmes ball, Proper to the front court, down by a four. Proper now to the foul line. Pass inside to deflected and stolen away. Turnover number three on the Lady Knights. And to the front court is Espensheed for New Philadelphia. Picks it up, looking. Bounce pass to the right side. Picked up by Mikayla Plants. Plants to the foul line. Runner by Plants inside the paint is good.
Good penetration by Plants. Having a nice little game so far today.
She has three. 14-8 lead now for the Quakers. Proper has it. Hicks the left wing. Joel Brown for a three-pointer. That's going to be off the mark. Rebound going to be corralled by Maddie Fair. Now to Proper on the right wing for West Holmes. Back up top to Fair. Fair to the lane. Pass to the corner to Lily Brown. Now for a three-pointer. That's going to be no good. Rebound by Aviana Yoder. Double-teamed right away after the board. It'll be a held ball. Arrow does stay with West Holmes.
Now West Holmes is scaring his shots. Just not knocking them down yet.
Getting some good looks indeed. Yes, now Kara McMillan back in, replacing Lily Brown. 2.5 to play. First quarter. West Holmes down 14-8 since the led it 8-6. Inbounded the corner to McMillan. McMillan spins around to the baseline. Picks it up. Kicks it out top and stolen away by Zimmerman. And West Holmes their fourth turnover. 8-0 run by the Quakers. They have the ball. Espensheed dribbles it. Pass goes right wing over to Zimmerman. Zimmerman to the corner. Picks it up. Nowhere to go with it. Here pass goes high on the right side. Back to Espensheed. Dribbles it now. High on the right. Working against Joel Brown. Espensheed to the corner. She'll pick it up. Her pass inside the paint, stolen away by Zelina Proper, the second Quaker turnover. West Holmes ball, 2 minutes to play in the first quarter. Brown at center circle, now Proper, I should say. Dribbles it high on the right. Her bounce pass goes to Joel Brown on the right wing. Brown looking, shovels it out top, gets called for traveling before that. West Holmes has their fifth turnover.
I tell you, good half-court man-to-man defense put on by New Philadelphia, giving West Holmes all kinds of fits.
At the conclusion of today's contest, we'll be announcing the Thread and Ink player of the game. That player receives a free T-shirt, courtesy of Thread and Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Quakers basketball, and with it across the half-court line. Into the front court, pass goes left wing by Plants over to Mamula. On the right point, now received by Aubrey Wells. Wells on the handoff, back to Plants. Plants top of the key on the dribble. Now takes the right wing. Pass goes to the corner now over to Mamula. Back to Plants on the right point. Her pass goes cross court, back to Aubrey Wells. Wells' three-pointer is going to be no good. Rebound grab by West Holmes that time. And Mari Patterson, the 5'3 freshman in the game, now got the rebound and drew the foul.
Yeah, nice job, Mari Patterson, coming in, getting a defensive rebound right off the bat.
Good to see that for West Holmes. The third team foul on New Philadelphia. That's on Ellie Mason, her first. West Holmes ball down 14-8. 1:25 to play in the first quarter. Inbound in the backcourt, grabbed by Zelina Proper. Proper's pass goes front court, but stolen away by Mason. The sixth West Holmes turnover. Bounce pass inside, going to be grabbed by Reason. She'll make it up and in.
Yeah, those are the turnovers can lead to easy layups. That's what West Holmes got to try to stay away from.
Reason with four, and the ball thrown away again against the press. Pass to Reason again. Reason backs it in, double team. Her pass off the hands of Wells. She'll track it back down. Out top, Plants. Plants pass goes left side. And Mason to the baseline. And gets called for the charge. Drawing the charge, Zelina Proper.
Well, that's a good job by Zelina to get in front of her and take that charge. Sacrifice your body.
And that's the second personal on Mason. 14th foul on the Quakers. And also New Philadelphia's third turnover as well.
Yeah, that is big, getting Mason put on the bench. Without trouble, yes.
Without a doubt. So she'll check out, and checking in for them is going to be Lily Zimmerman. Fulker pressure is on, 1-2-2 press. And pass by McMillan, goes near side, Proper in the backcourt, back to McMillan. Now to the dribble by Fair, back to McMillan, she'll cross the half-court line. McMillan on the left wing, cross-court pass, right side, Proper. Proper for a three-pointer, going to be no good. Rebound, grabbed by Wells. Wells has it for the Quakers across midcourt. She navigates to the foul line, to the lane. Wells shot high off the glass. That's no good. Rebound juggled a couple of times. Finally tracked down by Karen McMillan. McMillan now on the fast break for West Holmes. Drive to the lane. Her layup off the glass is good.
He's going to warn her for flopping right here. Yeah, she didn't, with no contact, and she fell.
Yes, she is. And for McMillan, meanwhile, though, she has 4 points in this first quarter. And West holds a much-needed basket that time.
Yeah, absolutely. Good job by Karen McMillan getting the ball down and looking down the court. Nobody there. Taking it coast to coast.
16-10 in favor of New Philadelphia. You mentioned warning her on the flopping. Is that something officials kind of emphasizing this year?
Absolutely. They are emphasizing that. And it's a warning first time, and second time it's a technical foul.
Quakers have it right now. They had that 6-point lead, 20 seconds and counting in the first quarter. Into the front court, the dribble by Zimmerman, takes it to the right wing. Zimmerman lobs it out top, goes to Michaela Plants. Picks it up too soon. McPlants, with now 10 seconds to go, gets the handoff, received by Reason. Reason, 5 seconds. Back in the quarter now, head fake, down to 3 seconds. Drive, lane, back out top, goes to Plants. Her three-pointer to the corner at the buzzer by Plants, no good. And that closes out the first quarter of action. At the end of one from New Philadelphia, it's the Quakers 16, West Holmes 10. This is Girls OCC Basketball on WKOM.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 31 to 40 count easy peel raw shrimp, $4.98. 41 to 50 count raw peeled and deveined shrimp, $4.98. 21 to 25 count peeled and deveined raw large tail off shrimp, $6.48. 20 to 40 count peeled and deveined large Argentine red raw shrimp, $8.98. 9 ounce lobster tail for $15.98. King crab legs for $24.98 a pound. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IJ Marketplace in Millersburg.
When you're thinking of the right accessories to add to your home, think Copper Creek Hardware Products at MRV Siding Supply. With Copper Creek Hardware, you won't find better quality at twice the price. In fact, you'll get great value for builder-grade door hardware. Plus, all Copper Creek Hardware is backed with a lifetime mechanical warranty and a 5-year warranty on all finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the siding guys. MRV Siding Supply.
And first quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. West Holmes, 2 of 6 on three-point tries, 33% shooting. New Philadelphia, 1 of 5 for 20%. West Holmes, 1 for 3 from two-point rings, 33%. The Quakers, 6 for 10 for 60%. West Holmes, 2 of 4 for the foul line for 50%. The Quakers also 50%, 1 of 2 from the charity stripe in that first quarter. And also West Holmes out rebounding New Philadelphia, 10 to 7. 7 turnovers for the Knights and 3 turnovers for the Quakers in that first quarter of play. Meanwhile, ball thrown inside, going to be kicked by West Holmes, and New Philadelphia will have it beneath their own backboard just into the second quarter. Espen Sheed to Windbaum. Nobody open. And finally gets a pass off. Rabbit under the basket by Mamula inside the Reason. Reason double team, kicks the left wing back to Espen Sheed. Her three-pointer is no good. Rebound knocked to the floor. She's down by McMillan. McMillan on the fast break the other way to the basket. Picks it up, kicks it on the pass, deflected out of bounds. It'll stay with West Holmes in the far corner.
Kara McMillan does a great job of pushing that ball down the court. I think she may give up, but just a little too early down there. I think she could score.
I think you're right. She had a shot right there. But making some things happen for West Holmes in the first half. And McMillan inbounds it into the hands of Zelina Proper. She'll have it at center circle. West Holmes surveys the Quaker defense. Proper picks it up, pass out top to Aviana Yoder. Yoder dribbles it, gets the hand off to Proper. Proper to the foul line, to Lane. Her layup off the glass is good.
Good left-hand power dribble into the middle for Zelina Proper.
Proper has 5 points now. West Holmes down 16-12. 1 minute into the second quarter. Runner up in the air by Espen Sheed's no good. Meanwhile, for the Quakers, rebound Proper. Proper has it for West Holmes. Her pass goes front court, goes to Jewel Brown, but deflected into the hands instead of Rollins. She'll make it in a foul. Rollins off the bench, makes it in, a chance for a three-point play.
Boy, that's reason why you run the court, and Greta Rollins did a fantastic job running the court, and she's getting rewarded for that.
Being that trailer and got paid off. That's the second personal also on Michaela Plant's first team foul on the Quakers. West Holmes down by just 2 points. Rollins, her first 2 points of the game. That free throw is up in the air. She'll knock it down. 16-15. West Holmes down by one. Quakers have it. Espen Sheed into the front court. 6:49 to play, second quarter. Espen Sheed, pass goes right side, over to Aubrey Wells. Now top Espen Sheed, left side on the pass, over to Zimmerman. She'll take it to the top of the key, back in the right wing. Drive by Plants to the baseline, her shot up in the air is good.
Well, I tell you, Plants had a nice little game so far, 2 for 2 from the field so right now.
Very good, she has 5 points, 18-15 Quakers, presses on. With Jewel Brown dribbles it, and midcourt bumped in. That'll be a foul called on Aubrey Wells. Wells has her first second team foul on the Quakers.
Well, you can see having Mason sitting on the bench right now, foul trouble's really affecting New Philadelphia.
Makes a big difference. Mason, of course, came in, averaging just under 12 points per game. For your last-minute Christmas shopping, stop by the Jewelry Store in Millersburg as they offer gift cards along with free gift wrapping. And don't forget that they'll be open on December 24th till 3 p.m. That's the Jewelry Store, 97 West Jackson Street in Millersburg. West Holmes ball, passed by Proper inside, deflected, now grabbed by Avion Yoder. Three-pointer by McMillan up in the air. That'll be off the mark. Rebound grabbed by Rolls. Her putback is no good. Rebound juggled, finally picked up by Proper. Proper's putback, that's going to be no good off the glass. Rebound finally picked up by Zimmerman. And the Quakers had the basketball. Zimmerman to the front court. There's Espen Sheed to the corner to the Plants. Plants looking, dribbles it. She'll find Espen Sheed high on the right side. 18-15, New Philadelphia. Under 6 minutes to play in the half. Back on the left wing, grabbed by Plants. Around the foul line to Wells. Dumps inside, knocked away, and stolen. Good deflection by Rollins, and that'll be the fourth Quaker turnover. West Holmes ball. Here's Joel Brown's pass inside to Greta Rollins. Her shot off last is good.
Boy, Greta Rollins, nice job.
Great second quarter by Greta Rollins. West Holmes down by one again, 18-17. Quakers have it. Espen Sheed's pass goes right wing in the hands of Zimmerman. Zimmerman lobs it inside. Too strong, out of bounds. Tried to force it in the Reason. Instead, it'll be the fifth Quaker turnover.
Yeah, West Holmes is picking up the defensive intensity in the half-court set. It's really causing New Philadelphia problems right now.
Making a big difference. West Holmes against that 1-2-2 press again. McMillan's pass throws middle of the court over to Rollins. Hands it off to Brown. Brown across midcourt. Double team. Dribbles away from it, and she'll be kicked that time by Reason. 13 foul on the Quakers. Reason has her second personal foul.
Yeah, good job by West Holmes, getting the ball reversed a couple times, taking their time to get the ball down the court, and that's what you need to do. You need to get that defense to rotate.
Good composure that time by West Holmes, and now Mason will check in, replacing Reason. So Mason in with those two personal fouls, and checking in also going to be Mamula, Caitlin Mamula, replacing Michaela Plants. McMillan to inbound for West Holmes, and timeout is called. 5:09 to play in the second quarter. 18-17 New Philadelphia. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM. And we'll keep it right here because Blaisdon did not go to a commercial that time back there at the station. 18-17 in favor of New Philadelphia here. And again, back and forth first half.
It's a great job the first half. It's good, and that's what you expect between these two teams right now. But Greta Rollins is playing really nice, and I think Greta Rollins sells herself short a lot of times. I think she's a lot better than what she thinks she is.
No question. She's showing that here in this first half, as you talked about. West also had the basketball out of the timeout. And a reminder to stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. West Holmes has it. Here is Selena Proper into the front court. Has it at center circle. Bounce pass goes to McMillan on the left wing. Back out top to Greta Reynolds. Inside. Nice look to Aviana Gunner. Her shot is good with the left hand.
Yeah, great job by Ada. Nice post by Aviana. Good assist by Greta Reynolds.
5 points for Aviana. And West Holmes now has the lead at 19-18 in the second period. Quakers basketball. Manula on the right wing. Pass goes out top to Espensheed. Back in the right wing. Grabbed by Ellie Mason. Mason to the foul line. To the lane. Her shot going to be blocked, but a foul is called on that drive to the basket by Mason. She'll go to the foul line.
So that's one thing New Philadelphia hasn't been able to do when she was sitting on the bench, is get into the paint, and Mason got into the paint fairly easy right there.
She did it right there. First team foul, West Tolles in the quarter. That foul called on Jewel Brown. That is her first personal foul. Free throw up going to be in as it passes in for Mason. She has 4 first half points, and now we're tied up for second time in the first half. And tied up at 19. Second free throw's up. That's going to be no good. Rebound going to be tied up. And it's going to be arrow pointing to New Philadelphia.
Right there. Greta Rollins needs to finish that box out that she started. Make contact.
So instead, the Quakers going to have it beneath their own backboard. Now, the official may be checking the scores table, making sure the arrow was changed that last time, maybe. Now, I'm going to say it is West Holmes' basketball. Official saying it should have been pointing the other way. So West Holmes will get a benefit of that with 4.5 to go here in the second quarter. Tied up at 19. Half-court defense applied by the Quakers this time around. Proper has it to the front court. Dribbles it at center circle. Her pass inside the Aviana Yoder. Cut off. Yoder looking. Lobs it out top to Proper. Proper to the foul line and gets called for traveling, trying to make that move. West Holmes now has their 8th turnover in the first half.
Yeah, she got that ball saw the open lane, and she did travel, take a couple steps before she put the ball down.
And it'll be Mason to win that. Quakers have it again, tied up at 19. Midway point of the second quarter. Espensheed's bounce pass goes over to Mason, left of the foul line. Back on the right side. Shot up in the air by Zimmerman. Going to be no good from 18 feet away. Rebound knocked to the floor. She's down by Kara McMillan. West Holmes ball. Joel Brown has it. Now to Proper. Proper to the front court. Dribbles to left wing. Pass inside to Greta Wallace. Back to Proper in the corner. Her 3-pointer's up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound batted a couple times into the hands now of Caitlin Manula. Quakers basketball. Espensheed to the foul line. Drive to lane. Cut off. Kicks the left wing back to Mason. Mason to the baseline. Her shot off the last is going to be no good, but she drew a foul again. That time on McMillan. That'll be her first, second team foul in West Holmes.
Yeah, Mason's really, really strong with the ball, and she's going to the lane. I mean, just sometimes just putting her shoulder down and going.
She does. 4 points so far, Ellie Mason. 5'9 senior, averaging 11.7 a game and 7.7 rebounds per contest. That first free throw attempt is no good. And at the conclusion of this contest, we'll be announcing the Threaded Ink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Threaded Ink, custom apparel, embroidery, and screen printing in Holmesville. Second free throw also no good. Rebound, Greta Rollins. West Holmes ball. Tied up still at 19. Stuck on this score. Proper out top for West Holmes on the left wing. Knocked out of bounds. And it'll be off of New Philadelphia.
Yeah, that's one thing that you want to do, especially as if you're defending the point guards, make her play faster than she wants to play.
Yeah, West Holmes have it on that far side in the front court. McMillan to Windmatted. Does so to Proper. Proper at center circle. 3.5 to play in the second quarter. Proper down to the right wing. Out of the corner. Spins around. Gets the handoff. High on the right to Aviana Yoder. Yoder to the top of the key with a 3-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Mason. Lakers with the Mason on the fast break. Mason to the foul line, to the lane. Scoop shot by Mason, no good. Rebound to the four. Finally picked up by Mamula. It gets called for traveling, though, in the process. Rebound, then a turnover. And Westholm's going to have the ball back with 3:06 to play in the half. And again, still tied at 19. That was after the sixth New Philadelphia turnover. Which team is going to break this scoreless, this tie right here at 19 in the second quarter? We shall see. Here's Proper with the down top against the 2-3 zone defense now of New Philadelphia. Dribbles at left wing. Proper picks it up. Spins around, pass goes into the hands now of McMillan. Dribbles the top of the key, lobs it right corner back to Brown. Inside, nice look goes to Avion Yoder. Her shot no good though. Rebound grabbed by Avion Yoder. Double team, and finally, she is going to be found. Good look though inside before that.
Absolutely good look, great pass. And I have to tell you, Avion is probably maybe yelling herself a little bit for not using the backboard on that last layup. But she did get the offensive rebound. Second chance now to score.
No doubt. Second personal on Aubrey Wells. 14th foul on New Philadelphia. Quakers now have four players with two personal fouls. Westholz to inbound it. McMillan will have a seat. It'll be, I should say, McMillan in the game gets set to inbound it. It'll be Avion Yoder who will check out. Inbounded to the corner goes to Proper. Proper hands it off on the left wing. Back out there now for West Holmes is Rory Wilcox, the 5'7 sophomore. McMillan to the baseline. Dumps it inside. Going to get called for traveling, though, in the process. As she tried to find Greta Rollins. Instead, West Holmes has their ninth turnover.
Yeah, I mean, good penetration. Good penetration by her. Just took an extra step.
And now Quakers will have it. Still tied up at 19. 2.5 to play in the half. Espensheed lobs it out top. Over to Zimmerman out of the corner. Picked up by Mamula. A three-pointer up there by Zimmerman, no good. Rebound to the floor, grabbed by Manula. She'll back it up to the corner. She'll pick it up too soon, gets called for traveling. And now up to 7 turnovers on New Philadelphia.
You got a little case of happy feet going on here today, it looks like.
We have seen that a few times for sure. As now Lily Brown is in for Kara McMillan. Jewel Brown inbounds at the Proper. Westholz basketball against that half-court defense and the 2-3 zone defense of the Quakers. Back to Brown to the left wing. Brown dribbles it out top. Her pass over to Rory Wilcox. Right corner now to Proper and the foul line Brown. Brown gets a pass to the left wing back to Wilcox. Dribbles it. Back in the corner to Graham now by Brown. Out top to Proper. Proper dribbles it back in the left wing. Brown with a three-pointer up in the air. Going to be no good. Rebound caught the last to be corralled by Michaela Plants. Quakers ball. Plants on the right wing. She'll find Espensheed at center circle. 1.5 to play. Second quarter still tied up at 19 apiece. Espensheed. Pass to the corner. Grabbed now on the pass inside. Going to be out of bounds. I believe. No, it'll be saved. He had knocked it down finally by Proper off the her hands, and it's going to stay somehow with New Philadelphia.
I have no idea how that stayed New Philadelphia's ball.
Not sure either, but it'll be Quakers to win down that far sideline, midway into the front court on the far side. And Mamula, 5'9 junior guard, inbounds it. It's Caitlin Mamula in the hands of Cecilia Espensheed, has it at center circle. Espensheed now to the foul line. Her shot off last is good.
That was just a clear out for Espensheed. He took advantage of and took it all to the hoop.
Her first 2 points of the game. Westholz ball down, 21-19. Three-pointer by Lily Brown. No good from the corner. Rebound put back is good by Rory Wilcox.
Good offensive rebound by Rory and finish.
Her first two are tied up again at 21. Under a minute to play in the half. Quakers ball. Espensheed drives the lane. Cut off. Her pass goes out top to Michaela Plants. From the left wing, back to Manula. Out top to Plants. Plants to the foul line. Picks it up. 40 seconds. Her pass over to Zimmerman. Now at center circle to Espensheed. Back to Plants high on the right side. 30 seconds to play in the half. Quakers ball again tied up. Lily Zimmerman's pass can be grabbed now by Manula. Almost a steal by Lily Brown. Down to 24 seconds. Back to Plants high on the right. Surveys it. 18 seconds to go. Plants dribbles it. Quakers trying to get that final shot of the half. Back on the right wing, over to Cecilia Espensheed. Dribbles it to the top of the key. 9 seconds to go. Calls out the play, and she'll be fouled from behind on the reach-in on Proper. Her second personal foul, 13th foul Westholz.
Well, they had a foul to give. Actually even have one more foul to give right. If they so choose to do so, as long as they don't get in foul trouble.
Still okay right now. Yeah, Westholz just Proper, the only one with two personal fouls now. 6 seconds to play in the half. Inbounded to Espensheen. Dribbles it. 4 seconds. Espensheen to the foul line. Comes to a jump stop. Double team. Her shot going to be no good, but I believe a foul was called. It was right before the buzzer sounded, so that's going to send her to the foul line.
And just like they did the previous possession before, they just cleared it out for Espensheen, and she got to the hole.
Able to create, and that's going to be a foul called on Rory Wilcox, her first personal foul.
This will be Espensheed's first attempts from the free throw line today.
So she'll shoot them with nobody on the lane, with zero on the clock. So this is the last shots here of the half. That free throw no good on the first attempt. Cecilia Espensheed, 5'4", senior guard, averaging just over 5 points per game and 3 rebounds per contest. That free throw's up. It's going to be no good. Missed them both, and it'll close out the half. Halftime score, West Holmes 21 and New Philadelphia 21. Back around to recap the first half for you after this on WKLM. MEB Systems, area's flat roof specialist. MEB Systems also offers retrofit solutions for low-slope metal roofs. MEB Systems counts it as a privilege to serve our community and beyond with the highest level of customer service and top-notch workmanship. Let them not only learn your business, but also your trust. When it comes to your roof, trust your local experts who believe if it's a job worth doing, it's worth doing right. Call MEB Systems, your flat roof specialist, at 330-852-4333 or visit them online at mebsystems.com. MEB Systems wishes all local athletes the best success this year.
Looking to upgrade the exterior of your home? Siding is indeed the best bang for your dollar. Hi, I'm Nevin Mass with Home Siding Contractors. We have the best siding on the market today, and the low maintenance aspect of our siding is what our customers enjoy the most. Provia Siding fits that bill exactly. No frequent painting or staining with wood siding. No routine sealing like stucco. Provia Siding lasts. Check out all we have to offer at our new and improved showroom east of Millersburg, and let our experienced sales team show you how affordable our products can be. Home Siding Contractors.
Are you ready to tackle home improvement with a winning team? Look no further than Wayne Door, your MVP for all things doors and windows. Score big with their championship lineup. Garage doors, openers, entry and storm doors, windows, patio doors, and more. Just like a winning play, Wayne Door offers an unbeatable sales team, flawless installation, and game-changing service. Their local experts ensure you're always in the lead. Don't settle for anything less. Visit them today at WayneDoor.com or stop by their showroom and elevate with your home improvement game with the experts. Wayne Door, people you can trust since 1973.
When shopping for insurance, you want to know that you aren't just another customer and that your agent cares about the local community. At Hobron's Insurance Service, we've been serving our community one person at a time for more than 30 years. To make sure our customers' auto, home, farm, or business is protected by a quality insurance company. That's why we've partnered with Ohio Mutual Insurance Group to protect what matters most to you. Give us a call at 800-340-3767. We can recommend the best coverages from the best companies like Ohio Mutual.
For sports information anytime, call the WKLM Pomeranian Hospital Sports Line at 674-PLAY. Did you know that one of the nation's top hospitals was founded right here in Holmes County? It's true. Pomeranian Hospital was recently named the top 20 rural and community hospital by the National Rural Health Association. For 75 years, Pomeranian has applied the latest medical expertise to meet the unique needs of our community. And today, they continue to lead the way in reliable patient outcomes, from outpatient services to life-saving surgeries. Learn more about the many ways Pomeranian provides award-winning care right in your backyard. Visit PomeranianHospital.org.
Craving a mouth-watering slice of pizza? Look no further than Charm Pizza, where each pizza is crafted with the freshest ingredients in their exclusive secret sauce. Whether you're a classic pepperoni enthusiast, a lover of wings, or intrigued by their pizza of the month, they have a delightful option for everyone. Come out and visit them in the heart of Charm, where you can savor a mouth-watering, freshly made pizza exactly the way you like it. Dine in or carry out. You can give Charm Pizza a call to order at 330-893-7938. The pizza of the month for December is Reuben Pizza.
It is halftime in girls high school basketball from New Philadelphia. West Holmes is all squared up at 21 apiece with the Lady Quakers here at the half. In the first half, the back and forth the first quarter saw three lead changes and one tie. And New Philadelphia had a 16-10 lead after one, but then West Holmes came back to outscore the Quakers 11-5 in the second quarter. A first half in all had three ties and five lead changes, and it's all tied up at 21 apiece. For West Holmes, leading the way for them in the first half, Avery on the owner, along with Zelina Proper and Greta Rollins. All in that first half, each had 5 points. As for Aviana, she would go in that first half, going 1-for-2 from beyond the arc, 1-for-3 from two-point range, 0-for-2 from the foul line for her 5 points. Zelina Proper, 1-for-3 from three-point range, 1-for-3 from two-point range for her total of 5 points. And also Greta Rollins in the first half, and hit 2-for-3 from two-point range, 1-for-1 for the foul line for her total of 5, all her points coming in the second quarter. Also, Kara McMillan had 4 points in the first half and 2 for Rory Wilcox. That rounded out the West Holmes total of 21. For New Philadelphia, leading away for them was Aubrey Wells. The freshman guard was 0-for-1 of three-point tries, 3-for-4 from a two-point range. That was her total of 6. Did not score after the first quarter. Also, Michaela Plants in that first half would go 0-for-1 of three-point tries, but 2-for-2 from two-point range, 1-for-2 from the foul line, as Plants had 5 points. 4 points apiece for Ellie Mason and Ava Reason. 2 points scored by Cecilia Espensheed, running out the Quakers' total of 21. Halftime score again, West Holmes 21 and also New Philadelphia 21. Now for the first half team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. From behind the arc, West Holmes 2 of 11 for 18%. New Philadelphia 1 of 8 for 13%. 2-point field goals, West Holmes 6 of 11 for 55%. New Philadelphia 8 of 14 for 57%. From the charity stripe, West Holmes 3 of 5 for 60%. New Philadelphia is 2 of 8 for 25%. Total rebounds, West Holmes with 22, New Philadelphia with 13. Total turnovers, West Holmes with 9, New Philadelphia with 7.
Individual rebounding leaders in the first half for West Holmes. Kara McMillan had 4 boards in the first half. Also, 4 rebounds for Greta Rollins. She had 2 at the offensive end. And for New Philadelphia, it was Caitlin Manula who had 4 rebounds. 3 came at the offensive end. And 3 rebounds also for Michaela Plants. Tied up at 21 here for West Holmes. Good job coming back in that second quarter, the strong second quarter to tie this game up.
Yeah, the biggest thing is they had 7 turnovers in the first quarter, which 2 of those turnovers led to 4 easy layups, or 4, I'm sorry, 4 easy points via layups for New Philadelphia. And they sort of tightened that down, only had 2 turnovers in the second quarter. And they've actually controlled the tempo of the second quarter, which is huge right now. And of the 22 rebounds, West Holmes has 8 of them are on the offensive end. So that's 8 times you've got a second chance to try to score, and they've actually been able to capitalize on that.
And for paying off right now, a tie game at the half, 21-21 between West Holmes and New Philadelphia. Back with the second half after this on WKLM. Critchfield Law Firm has always been dedicated to providing the highest quality legal services to their clients throughout Holmes County and surrounding areas. Critchfield Law Firm also understands the dedication of our youth. From the classroom to the music room to athletics, Holmes County's best is represented in every academic area. Critchfield Law Firm in Millersburg, wishing all who participate the best in their endeavors.
Time is ticking and your dream home is waiting. This is Ben Hirschberger at the Commercial and Savings Bank. We understand that buying a home can be overwhelming, but with CSB, it's easier than ever. We offer a range of options. Whether you're looking to buy, build, refinance, or improve your home, our mortgage lenders will guide you every step of the way. Visit our website at csb1.com to apply online today and turn your dream into a reality. The Commercial and Savings Bank, where homeownership begins. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Roman and Byler in Millersburg is a local certified public accounting firm qualified to meet your business and personal financial needs. When it comes to managing your company and investments, it is important to have a professional advisor who can handle a variety of services for you. We can assist you in developing and attaining your business and financial goals and objectives. Please come see us at 161 North Washington Street, right next to the Kilbuck Savings Bank North Branch, or give us a call at 330-674-8222.
The employees of Holmes Wayne Electric Cooperative work hard and wear many hats at the cooperative. But that dedication goes beyond providing power to keep the lights on. They also are very active in their communities. Some volunteer at their local church. Others are coaching youth. And some giving back through working for their township or community board. So what makes this cooperative different? They focus on people. Holmes Wayne Electric. Always here for their members. Always here for their community.
Melway Paving Company is a well-known asphalt paving contractor for homes and surrounding counties since 1964, specializing in asphalt paving, chip and seal, and seal coating. For your next paving project, call Melway Paving at 330-279-9000. Melway Paving is a proud supporter of all Holmes County athletes.
And just about ready for the start of the second half in action. Again, reminder, this game on FM 95.3 and WKLMFM.com today. Matt Croy alongside Don Hall. Blaise DeMullen is back at the studio. No video today. Of course, you can check out our entire basketball broadcast schedule on our website, WKLMFM.com. Click on the on-air tab. Of course, later on tonight, we'll have college football playoff action. It'll be Ohio State playing host to Tennessee. We'll join the OSU radio network tonight at 6:30 p.m. Kickoff is at 8 o'clock. Quakers have it to begin the second half at side court to inbound the basketball for them. And that is going to be Ellie Mason out there as well. Aubrey Wells, Michaela Plants, and Cecilia Espensheed, Ava Reason. On the floor for West Holmes, Lena Proper, Greta Rollins, Joel Brown is out there, and also Kira McMillan and Aviana Yoder. Quakers basketball going from left to right in the second half. Espensheed out top gets the handoff to Mason at center circle. Her pass inside comes backward cutting Aubrey Wells, who lays it up and in.
That's just a very good set play for New Philadelphia to come out and run that back door.
Wells has eight, now a two-point lead for New Philadelphia, 23-21. Presses on. Joel Brown dribbles it for West Holmes. Her pass, far side to Proper. She'll cross the half-court line. Double team with it. Proper gets away from it. Pass to Brown out top. Brown the left wing. Down to the baseline, and what?
Rollins, I believe. They're going to call her a moving screen.
Yeah. So West Holmes handles the pressure well, but still gets called for the offensive foul. First team foul, West Holmes, and now Rollins has her first personal foul as well.
That'll be the 10th turnover for West Holmes today.
So Quakers will have it after that. 23-21 lead. Espensheed to the front court. Gets the handoff to Wells back on the right side. Back out top to Mason. Her three-pointer top of the key going to be off the mark. Rebound is grabbed by Zelina Proper. West Holmes ball. Long pass by Proper. Goes over to Yoder. Off her hands. Can't quite handle it. Nice throw by on the pass by Proper, but it'll be out of bounds instead.
I don't know if Aviana realized how open she was, but she took her eye off the ball. Beautiful pass by Zelina Proper, though.
11th turnover for West Holmes, and now Quakers have it. Pass goes right side over to Michaela Plants. Dribbles it. Cut off. Gets called for traveling. Good hedging defense by Aviana Yoder. She'll make up for that.
Yeah, that's what they did. They tried to do a pick and roll on that, and Aviana jumped the girl that had the ball and forced her to travel.
Eighth turnover on New Philadelphia. Again, Matt Croy alongside Don Hall for the broadcast this evening. The official.
Even officials throw a bad pass once
right.
in a while.
That's right. Hand it over to her again. Brown inbounds it to Kara McMillan. Back to Brown, but thrown away instead. Aubrey Wells on the steal. Kicks it left wing. Back to Mason. Her three-pointers up in the air going to be good.
And Mason currently 2-5 from behind arc today.
7 points for her. 26-21, New Philadelphia. West Holmes ball, they'll beat the press. Brown's pass goes cross-court to Kara McMillan. She'll have it on the left wing. Out top to Zelina Proper. Proper at the top of the key. She'll find Brown on the right side. Out top, Aviana Yoder. Yoder looking. Holds onto it. Pass left wing to Joel Brown. Back out top. Back to Proper. Her three-pointers high in the air. Going to be off the glass. Knocked to the four off the miss. Going to be out of bounds. That's off of the Quakers. And Michaela Plants of West Holmes will keep the basketball.
I mean, that's pretty good hustle by Greta Rollins here to try to get that offensive rebound. Just happened to go off of the... Oh, I thought it was West Holmes' ball.
The official saying, wait a second, wrong shirt. Yeah, so I think we were right. Okay, so West Holmes will indeed have the ball.
Yeah, I believe it was Plants and Rollins both going for the ball and went off of Rollins, or Plants' fingers.
So here's Proper. She'll do it now on the inbounds pass. Proper looking. Lobs it back in the left wing to Kara McMillan. Back in the corner to Proper. Proper looking. Now dribbles it. Top of the key. Backs it up near the center circle area. Proper. Back to the right wing. Crossover to the foul line. Pass left corner goes to Brown. Brown dribbles it. Lost it and stolen away. Aubrey Wells with the steal. Wells to the front court. Their pass out top over to Espensheed. Back on the right wing to Michaela Plants. Plants to the top. He juggles it. Picks it up. Over to Ellie Mason. Back to Atman. Michaela Plants. Plants to the foul circle. Her 18 footers up in the air. Going to be good. Got the roll.
Wow, she's 3-for-3 from 2-point field goals tonight.
Plants has 7. 28-21 lead now for New Philadelphia. On a 7-0 run to begin the quarter. Ball thrown away again by West Holmes. The steal by Aubrey Wells. Wells drive. Has it knocked out of bounds off of New Philadelphia. But Aubrey Wells, you talked about it at halftime. You're seeing it again in the third quarter. Just really doing a great job on the defensive end.
Yeah, she's averaging 8 points a game, and she's a freshman, and she's a good-looking athlete. She's got some size to her, but defensively, oh my goodness, she's got quick feet, and that's where I think she's making her mark today is on the defensive side of the place.
That has been impressive. Fulker pressure is on. 1-2-2 press. West Holmes with the ball. Pro first pass goes near side. Dribbles it across the timeline, and be bumped in foul. That'll be that time on Aubrey Wells.
Yeah, that's that third personal for her. That's going to probably throw her on the bench right now.
And indeed, she is going to check out. First team foul on the Quakers in the quarter. And checking in going to be Lily Zimmerman, the 5'6 sophomore. West Holmes needs a basket here in this third quarter, down 28-21.
Yeah, somehow, some way they need to get on the board here.
Embedded by Maddie Fair in the game now to Proper. Proper to the front court. Bounce pass back to Fair on the left wing. Dribbles it out top, Ava Yoder. Yoder shovels the right wing. Back on the far side. Over to Maury Patterson. Out top, Proper. Proper to the foul. Kicks the left wing back to Maddie Fair. He's going to be a late violation on West Holmes. That'll be their 15th turnover.
Yeah, that's 6 turnovers so far this quarter. We're only 3 minutes into the quarter.
Not the start that you'd like if you're head coach Lindsey Belden and the Lady Knights. New Philadelphia has it. Espensheed to the front court at center circle. Pass goes left wing over to Zimmerman. Dribbles it. Out top of the pass now to Espensheed. Back on the right wing to Plants. Plants to the baseline. Her layup off the glass and good.
But Plants 4-for-4 from 2-point field goals today.
9 points for her. Timeout West Holmes. 4:40 to play in the third. 30-21 lead for New Philadelphia. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
That's you trying to fix the plumbing yourself to save a few bucks. Doing things yourself doesn't always end well. The same goes for insurance. That's why Auto Owners works with local independent agents who tailor coverage to meet your needs and offer discounts for life, home, car, and business insurance. Because sometimes you need a professional to get the job done right. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel Group in Berlin, Mansfield, Newark, Orville, and Worcester. Or online at HummelGRP.com.
At Promotion Therapy Services, customer service and specialized treatment options are what set us apart. We work hard for our patients day in and day out. Our team of physical and occupational therapists are conveniently located for you in the heart of Millersburg. Can't come to us? We'll come to you with our team of therapists who specialize in home health services. We make it easy to receive physical therapy, emphasizing a close relationship with your physician as well as helping you navigate the insurance process. Our team is excited to begin offering new services such as dry needling, sports-focused rehab, foot orthosis consultations, and taping. With questions, call us 330-600-0844 or visit us online at promotion-therapy.com. We look forward to promoting a better you and would like to wish all winter sports a safe and healthy season.
West Holmes ball against the Quakers full court pressure. Proper cross court pass grabbed now by Maury Patterson. She'll cross the half court line, picks it up. Patterson's pass goes out top to Proper. Proper dribbles it to the baseline. Her layup off the glass is good.
Yeah, nice penetration by Zelina Proper to score the basket.
First points of the quarter for West Holmes. Proper has 7. Quakers basketball. Pass goes to the right wing to Ellie Mason. Quakers up with the ball, 30-23. Espensheed now center circle with the basketball against Patterson. Fits the pass right wing over to Michaela Plants. She'll pick it up. She'll find Espensheed back out top on the dribble now by Zimmerman. She'll find Mason for a three-pointer. Going to be knocked down.
Yeah, 3-for-6 for Ellie Mason from behind the arc.
She has 10 points, 33-23. New Philadelphia, West Holmes ball against that press. Proper's pass goes front court to Ava Yoder. Back on the right side to Patterson. Patterson to the baseline. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound, juggled, grabbed by Mason again. She'll have it across the half court line on the fast break. Kicks it left corner back over to Cecilia Espensheed. She'll back it up to reset the offense at center circle. Back in the left wing over to Michaela Plants. Cross court pass to Zimmerman. Zimmerman picks it up. Bounce pass inside goes the reason. Double team immediately. And Going to be a timeout called by the Quakers with 3:23 to play in the third, 33-23, New Philadelphia. This is Heroes OCC Basketball on WKLM. Check out this opportunity in historic downtown Millersburg at 144 West Jackson Street with an asking price of $249,000. Listed for sale by Kaufman Realty and Auctions. This property has a potential two storefronts with a loading dock and a two-bedroom apartment. It has off-street parking at the back and great exposure along Jackson Street. Bring your ideas for a business or invest for a good return. For more information or to choose a date and time to see this property, contact Dan Miller at 330-763-4653 or check it out at KaufmanRealty.com. Stay tuned later on tonight for High School Scoreboard on WKLM. It's brought to you tonight by Millersburg Tire Service. We'll have all area basketball scores for you every 15 minutes all the way until midnight. And right now the Quakers have the basketball and a 10-point advantage. McCoy alongside Don Hall for tonight, for this afternoon's broadcast. And Winman, Ellie Mason. Her pass to the right wing to Zimmerman. Back to Espensheen with it high on the right side. She'll have it near the midcourt line. Crossover high on the right. Spins around, now top of the key. Gets the handoff back to Ellie Mason. Gets the pass inside the Reason. Shot for the right block. Off the glass. No good. Rebound grab by Proper. Proper with it for West Holmes. Pass for off corner to Evian Yoder. Yoder, nice pass inside to McMillan. She'll make it up and in.
Yeah, good transition by West Holmes.
Kara McMillan has six. West Holmes down by 833-225. Quakers basketball, 2:48 to play in counting third quarter. Espensheen on the right wing. Guarded by Mari Patterson. Dribbles the right corner. Now has it high on the right. Picks it up too soon. Lobs it out top to Mason at center circle. She'll dribble it high on the left side. Juggles it. Pass right wing over to Espensheen. Looking. Dribbles the top of the key. The handoff goes out top to Plants. Her pass goes to the corner. Three-pointer up of the air. Going to be no good by Mason. Rebound knocked to the hands of Ava Yoder. West Holmes basketball. Here's Proper into the front court at center circle. Gets the handoff over to Mari Patterson. Back over to Kara McMillan now. She'll dribble it down to the foul line. Left corner of the pass over to Rory Wilcox. Her cross-court pass right side. Three-pointer by Mari Patterson. Going to be no good. Rebound to the floor. Picked up by Ava Reason. Quakers basketball in an 8-point lead. 1:50 to play in the third quarter. Espensheen lobs a right wing to Ava Reason. Out top to Mason. Back of the corner now. Grabbed by Lily Zimmerman. Zimmerman dribbles the top, but he spins around and gets called for a double dribble. There's a turnover now, number 10 on the Quakers.
Yeah, good job by West Holmes coming double that, which had her back turned.
Good pressure defense by the Lady Knights. And they'll have it. And at the conclusion of this contest today, we'll be announcing the Thunder Nink Player of the Game. That player receives a free T-shirt courtesy of Thunder Nink Custom Apparel Embroidery and Screen Printing in Holmesville. Proper has it. Pass goes front court on the right side over to Jewel Brown. Lobs it inside. She'll throw it away, but deflected back out top to McMillan. West Holmes keeps it. Here's Brown. Drive, lane, layup by Brown. Off the last, in good.
Oh, good penetration by Jewel. Nice finish.
First two of the game for Brown. West Holmes down 33-27. Quakers ball. Pass goes right wing over to the hands now of Manula. Out top. Back over to Zimmerman. On the right side, Michaela Plants. Plants to the baseline, and she'll be fouled by Proper. Second team foul, West Holmes. That would be Proper's third personal foul. That's the case.
Proper, I mean, had two hands on her, and they're going to call that every time.
And Simply Pullman, remain in your vehicle. Let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And that's Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Here's the drive, a shot by Mason off the inbounds pass. No good. Rebound by Plants, however. And Quakers still have the ball. Now Espensheen has it high on the right side. Under a minute to play and counting third quarter. Espensheen spins around with it. Pass out top back over to Ellie Mason at center circle. 43 seconds. Now Espensheen high on the right side. Back to center circle to Plants. Plants dribbles it. Her pass right side to Zimmerman. Down to 30 seconds and counting. Now to Plants. Gets the handoff over to Espensheen. Down to 27 seconds and counting. Espensheen guarded tightly by Jewel Brown. 20 seconds. Back over to Michaela Plants. 16 seconds to go. That pass knocked away on the floor. Finally picked up by Espensheen. 12 seconds to go. Now down to 10. Right to the foul line to Ellie Mason. Knocked to the four, and a foul somebody called on Greta Rollins. And Rollins, her second personal, 13 foul West Holmes.
And not a bad foul. 5.8 seconds to go. They had one to waste.
5.8 seconds to play in the third quarter, and it'll be Espen Sheed to Windbam beneath the Quaker Spoon backboard. Fair pass to the right block. Inside to Manula. Picks it out top. Now three-point Mason. The buzzer is going to be knocked down. Ellie Mason.
Oh, wow. That's one thing New Philadelphia needed right there is that last second shot.
Through three corners, it's New Philadelphia 36 and West Holmes 27. This is girls OCC basketball on WKLM.
Keim Home Center in Charm is adjusting hours for the winter season. We invite you to visit us during our updated hours to assist you with your home, building, and woodworking needs. Our new store hours will be in effect January 13, 2025. We will be open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to noon, and closed on Sunday. Visit us at keimhome.com for more information.
Liker Sand and Gravel, serving the Central Ohio area of Wayne and Holmes County since 1935. They are a name and business you can trust. Their products and services include ready-mix concrete, excavating, limestone, sand and gravel, and hauling services. They are locally owned and operated, insured and bonded, and most importantly, ready to serve you. For more information, call 330-674-0038.
New Philadelphia outscored West Holmes 15-6 in that third quarter of play. West Holmes has the basketball to begin the fourth quarter of action. Proper has it at center circle. Pass goes left wing in the hands of Kara McMillan. Lobs it inside Greta Rollins. Her shot going to be no good, but she drew the foul right off the bat to begin this fourth quarter of play.
Good hard post by Greta Rollins. A nice look inside. Now she's going to go to free throw line to get rewarded.
First team foul course of the quarter on the Quakers. And at the foul, getting the foul was Eva Reason, her third personal foul. Third quarter numbers courtesy of Don Hall. That free throw is up by Rollins. It is going to be good. West Holmes 0 for 2 on 3-point tries. New Philadelphia 3 for 5 for 60%. West Holmes 3 for 3 from 2-point range. New Philadelphia 3 of 5 for 60%. Another team attempted a foul shot in that third quarter. And second free throw in and out. Back in. Rollins buries both free throws. She has now 7 points for the game. And West Holmes out rebounding New Philadelphia 4-3 in the third quarter. 6 turnovers for the Lady Knights, 3 for the Lady Quakers. And in the fourth quarter, it's Avi on the other in the corner. Has it. After the steal, and now Brown has it passed on the fast. Well, the front court goes to Greta Rollins. Her layup is going to be good with the left hand.
A good left-hand layup by Greta Rollins.
Greta Rollins, 4 points right off the bat to begin the fourth. West Holmes down by 5, 36-31. Quakers ball. Out top is Espen Sheed. Lobs her right wing to Plants. Plants dribbles it to the corner. The handoff to Wells. Wells shot for the foul line. Up in the air going to be no good. Rebound grabbed by Zelina Proper. Proper with the... And the other end for West Holmes. Pass goes right side to McMillan. Head fake. Drive. Gets called for traveling. West Holmes down. Has their 16th turnover.
I mean, that's a good head fake, but she needs to put the ball down before she puts the foot down.
Everything good but that. And the Quakers have it. 36-31 New Philadelphia. And they have the ball. 7 minutes to play in the fourth. Cecilia Espen Sheed to the front court. Gets the handoff to Ellie Mason. Mason on the foul line. The reason. Out top. Basin. Three-pointer top of the key. Going to be no good that time. And goes out of bounds. West Holmes will have the ball. Yoder Family Roofing and Spouting, serving you for the past 25 years. Located in Millersburg and serving the surrounding areas. Call or text 330-695-3000 for your roofing and spouting needs. West Holmes ball in the backcourt. Proper against that pressure. Pass to McMillan. She'll cross the timeline. Double team with it. Her pass to center circle. Back to Proper. Calls out the play. Her pass to Avi on the other right of the foul line. Gets the handoff. Back to Brown. Now to Proper on the right side. Dribbles the top of the key. Pass left wing to Greta Rollins. Inside to Avi on the other. Grabs it. Lays it up. And good.
Just a fantastic pass by Greta Rollins. Good steal by Aviana Yoder.
And now Yoder has 7. West Holmes down by 3, 36-33. West Holmes has scored the first 6 points of the fourth quarter. Quakers basketball. Ellie Mason now on the left wing. Pass inside. Going to be grabbed by Wells. Her shot no good, but she's going to be fouled. Aubrey Wells down to the foul line.
Yeah, West Holmes was trying to deny Aubrey the ball, and she went back door and then got the ball. She's going to go to the free throw line. Chance for 2.
Second personal foul is slapped on Ava Yanni-Utter. First team foul of the quarter on West Holmes. Wells' free throw is nothing but net. 9 points for Aubrey Wells. Stay tuned again later on tonight for High School Scoreboard. It's brought to you by Millersburg Tire Service. That free throw going to be good as well by Wells, up to 10 points. First points of the quarter for New Philadelphia. They're up 38-33. 1-2-2 press on. Pass by Proper to Joel Brown. Brown spins around, back over to Proper. She'll cross the timeline. Double team. Cross court pass off the hands of Brown. Couldn't corral it. Good defense by Wells to cross that turnover. West Holmes has their 17th.
Yeah, all West Holmes needs to do right now is just look into the middle right there. Just slow down a little bit and just look into the middle.
Quakers ball and up 38-33. Under 6 minutes to play. Espen Sheet down to the front court against Joel Brown. Bounce pass goes right to the foul line to Mason. Mason backs in, spins around, shot left hand by Mason. Missed everything. Rebound put back by Reason. Is going to be good, however.
Second chance points. Good job by Ava Reason. Get that offensive rebound.
She has 6, 40-33 Quakers. West Holmes ball. Proper. Pass front court goes to McMillan. Dribbles the left wing. McMillan to the baseline. Pass inside to Greta Rollins. Hersha off last is good.
Greta Rollins is having a nice little game tonight.
6 points in the fourth quarter. 11 for the ball game for Greta Rollins. Quakers ball. They're up 40-35. Mason on the right point. Dribbles it to the foul line. To the lane. Hersha left hand off the glass. No good. Rebound ripped down by Greta Rollins. Here's Proper with it. Long pass by Proper to Joel Brown in the front court. Her layup is going to be no good. Rebound. Knocked to the floor. Is grabbed by Brown. Inside to Ava Yanni-Utter. She's going to be fouled. Brown, good job following her missed shot and draw the foul.
Yeah, I think actually Brown was hit on the arm on that layup. Yeah. Nothing called, but she never gave up on it. Got that rebound. Now she's got a chance to score again.
Like that effort. Second team foul. The Quakers in the court. Third personal foul on Michaela Plants. McMillan to inbound. And her pass in the corner to Proper. And
step out of bounds.
Step out of bounds.
Nope. Called an offensive foul, I believe, on Aviana Yoder.
So second team foul, West Holmes. Yoder maybe trying to clear some room for Proper. Got called for the foul.
That's the 18th turnover for West Holmes.
And third personal foul on Aviana. It'll be Quakers basketball. Still with that 5-point lead, 40-35. Espen Sheet to the front court. Her pass left wing goes to Aubrey Wells. Wells looking, now dribbles it around the foul line to Mason. Her 15-footer is going to be no good. Rebound goes to Wells in the corner. Back to Mason left wing. Out top to Cecilia Espenshee to reset the offense. Dribbles it against Brown to the right point. Back in the right wing. Grab now by Michaela Plants. Plants to the baseline. Her layup high off the glass. No good. Falls down. Rebound grabbed by Kara McMillan. McMillan looking, double team, gets a pass off, deflected, stolen by Plants. Her layup going to be no good. The foul is called on Kara McMillan. McMillan will have her second 13th foul on the Lady Knights.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good foul by Kara McMillan not to give that easy layup up, make her earn the free throw line.
19th turnover on West Holmes, and Michaela Plants at the foul line, the 5'6 senior, and Plants does have 9 points this afternoon.
1-2 from the free throw line today.
That free throw going to be good. Up to double digits and the 41-35 Quaker advantage. At the conclusion of today's contest, we'll be announcing the Thunder Inc. player of the contest. As Plants has her second free throw, that's going to be good as well. 42-35 Quakers, West Holmes ball against that press. Brown's pass goes to Proper in the backcourt. Data Brown dribbles it. Her pass over to McMillan into the front court. On the left side to Greta Rollins. Back over to Joel Brown. Out top to wide open Kara McMillan. Her three-pointer is good.
Boy, big shot by Kara McMillan.
9 points for McMillan. West Holmes down 42-38. Quakers to the front court. Plants to the foul line. Now left wing. Back to Ellie Mason. Her three-pointer going to be knocked down.
Boy, that's the way to answer it by New Philadelphia.
She's hit some big shots today. Ellie Mason, 16 points. Another three-pointer. 45-38 Quakers. West Holmes ball. Here's Proper. Into the front court to Joel Brown. Brown picks it up. Back to Proper. Proper takes it right side. Into the corner to Kara McMillan. Dumps it into the right block to Ava Yanni-Utter. Her shot going to be no good, but she drew the foul. That'll be slapped inside on Ava Reason.
That's a good hard post by Ava Yanni-Utter. Nice entry pass. Just going to go to the charity stripe.
Reason has her fourth personal, third team foul on the Quakers, and Ava Yanni-Utter at the foul line. She has 7 points so far this afternoon. Came in averaging 14 a game for the 5'10 senior. Free throw up is going to be no good. Simply pull in, remain in your vehicle, let the experienced crew provide a quality, convenient oil change with no appointment needed at Southside Quick Lube. And while you're there, ask about the Starbright Unlimited Car Wash plan and take care of the outside of your vehicle as well. Done fast, done right, and you're back on the road. Southside Quick Lube on State Route 83 in Millersburg. Second free throw is up. That's going to be good. Yoder now has 8. West Olds down 45-39. Baker's ball with 3:20 to go. Espensheet to the front court. Crossover. Pass goes left wing over to Caitlin Mamula. Back outs up to Michaela Plants. Mouse over to the foul line. Plants back in the corner goes to Wells. Drives a drive. Passes it across court. Pass over to Mamula. She'll knock it down. Caitlin Mamula.
What a big bucket by Mamula. Only her second shot today.
First 2 points. Timeout call. 3:03 to go. 45-39. New Philadelphia. This is girls high school basketball on WKLM. Millersburg Electric is your hometown holiday shopping headquarters, featuring appliances and much more. Stop by and see the lineup of countertop GE kitchen appliances, including the Cafe Espresso Machine or the Opal Nugget Ice Maker. In addition to having the area's largest appliance showroom, they carry a complete line of LG televisions, as well as the locally handcrafted mattress by Monarch. Avoid the holiday cash crunch with 12 months interest-free financing on most purchases. All at Millersburg Electric on State Route 83 or shop 24/7 at MillersburgElectric.com.
Firestone Farm Tires are the most preferred tires in America. Not only are they proven to be among the most productive farm tires you can buy, they're backed and serviced by the best trained and equipped farm tire dealer, the certified Firestone Farm Tire Dealer. So whether you need top quality Firestone Farm Tires or fast, dependable tire service, count on us to keep you rolling.
Get your Firestone tires at Millersburg Tire Service, State Route 39, Millersburg. West Olds ball out of the timeout. Here's Alina Proper, who will dribble it across midcourt. Her pass out top going to be off the hands of Rollins, so she'll be fouled from behind by Mamula.
Yeah, Mamula needs to at least try to half front that. If you stand behind her and try to reach over top, they're going to call that.
Her first personal, 14th foul now on New Philadelphia, so one more foul will be the bonus. McMillan's pass goes to Zelina Proper. Bounce pass left to the foul line to Greta Rollins. Rollins looking. Pass inside to Aviana Yoder. Double team. Grabs it. Her layup off the glass is good.
Jeez. Nice finish by Aviana. Good pass by Rollins again.
She has 5 of the quarter and now 10 for the ballgame. 47-41 Quakers. They had the ball. Espensheet out top. 2.5 to play. Now to Wells. Wells to the quarter cutoff. Dribbles the left wing. Out top back to Espensheet. Guarded by Ava Yonioter. Dribbles it. She'll find Mason at center circle. Back to Espensheet high on the right. Dribbles it against Joel Brown. Finds now Mamula high on the left. 2:15 to play. Back to Plants. Right wing back to Espensheet. Dribbles it to the baseline. Backs it up to the corner. And she'll be fouled by Joel Brown. 14 foul West Holmes. Brown has her second personal.
Bad look for West Holmes. They're putting good pressure on the ball, but they're not denying that next pass. But I look for West Holmes to start doing so right now.
So he can do that and try to force some turnovers here as now Mamula is out. Ava Reason back in with the 4 personal fouls on her. Ellie Mason to Windmap. Looking. Nobody open. Finally gets a pass off. Grabbed by Reason at center circle. Picks it up, looking, Reason. Hits a pass off to Mason high on the left, back in the near side to Aubrey Wells. Wells double team at center circle, back over to Espensheet, back in the corner now, grabbed by Mason. Out top, over to Michaela Plants as they're trying to play some keep away right now. Espensheet's pass near side to Wells, back to Espensheet. 1:45 to go. Still no foul. Here's Mason. Gets the handoff back to Reason. Reason top of the key, and now a reach-in foul is going to be called. That'll be team down from their 5, so it should be a two-shot foul here at the foul line for Ava Reason.
She hasn't attempted a free throw today yet.
4 personal fouls on Zelina Proper now. Reason lines it up, and that is up in the air, going to be good.
I'm sure Coach has his best 5 foul shooting players out on the court right now.
No doubt. Reason now up to 7 points. That free throw's up, going to be good as well. Buries them both. 8 points for Reason. 49-41. West Holm, or New Philadelphia, has the lead over the Lady Knights, and West Holmes has the ball. Here's Proper into the front court. Dribbles it to the right wing. Picks it up. Pass inside goes to Avion. He got her Shelby foul. Draped over was Reason. That's going to be her fifth personal.
Yeah, I think she had her left arm hanging around Aviana's waist, if you will, and trying to deny, and that's a hold every time.
So she'll foul out with 8 points this afternoon. So that'll be the 5'11 senior will be out of the game. And 5'9 junior Caitlin Mamula will check in. Ava Yonigutter, meanwhile, is at the charity stripe. That is up. That is going to be good. 6 points of the quarter. She has 11 for the ballgame. West Olds trails up by 7, 1:26 to play. That free throw's up. That's going to be no good. Rebound grab by Ellie Mason. Wakers ball up by 7. Michaela plants to the front court. Comes to a jump stop. Hands it off to Mason. Guarded by Kara McMillan. Back in the hands of Michaela Plants. She'll find near side over to Aubrey Wells, to Mamula, and she'll be fouled by Kara McMillan. McMillan has her third, and of course, free throws here for Caitlin Mamula.
She has not been to the free throw line today yet either.
So what she's able to do with that, came in averaging just over 3 points per game and 2.5 rebounds per contest, does have 2 points today. And that free throw is up, going to be no good on the first attempt. 49-42, New Philadelphia. 1:08 to go in the fourth quarter. Matt Quay alongside Don Hall for this afternoon's contest from New Philadelphia. That free throw is up, going to be no good. Rebound, Greta Rollins. Here's Proper for the Lady Knights. Proper to the front court, and timeout called by West Holmes. It is New Philadelphia 49, West Holmes 42. This is Girls OCC Basketball on WKLM.
When you're thinking of an old-fashioned smokehouse flavor, think Sugar Valley Meats. They cure their own ham and bacon, and the old-fashioned smokehouse uses hickory, apple, and sassafras. Processing, curing, and custom butchering are available, cut to your specifications. That's Sugar Valley Meats on Dutch Valley Drive in Sugar Creek. Turn left at the light, and Sugar Valley Meats is 1/4 mile on the right. Call today, 330-852-4423.
New Philadelphia has the 7-point lead on West Holmes. Just over 1 minute to go. What's West Holmes talking about right now?
I'm guessing they're going to run a set play, try to get a quick hitter, and then try to get the turnover. I'm sure she's going to come up full court, try to get a turnover. Don't get that first turnover off that first pass. Maybe get a quick foul and hopefully come down and miss a free throw and do the same thing again.
We'll see what happens here. Again, that's the voice of Don Hall. Blaze DeMull is back at WKLM Sports Central. And it's been a tight one throughout this contest. And West Holmes just trailing a little bit here into this fourth quarter. See what they can do here down this final stretch. And it'll be, again, Quakers with it. West Holmes. We'll have the inbounds pass on that far side of the backcourt. Kara McMillan to win man at 4 of the Lady Knights. She'll do so to Zelina Proper. Proper across midcourt. Dribbles it to the right wing. Picks it up. Proper. Pass out top. Goes over to Kara McMillan. Inside deflected back to McMillan. Her pass goes in the hands of Brenda Wallace. Out top Brown. Brown drive. Back in the corner to McMillan. Head fake. Dribbles it to the foul line. Back on the right side. The Proper, her three-pointer high in the air, going to be no good by Proper. Rebound fought for out of bounds. That's going to be off of West Holmes, they're going to say.
Right now, West Holmes needs to try to get a turnover on this inbounds play, and if not, get a quick foul.
Local pressure, of course, on by West Holmes. Ellie Mason to inbound it for the Quakers. Her pass goes to Espensheet. Now dribbles it. Espensheet. Pass goes front court. Over to Plants. Plants to the basket. Picks it up, no foul. Kicks it right wing back to Espensheet at center circle over to Wells. Down to 28 seconds and counting, no foul. And now a foul on Joel Brown. Brown will foul Espensheet. That'll be for Joel Brown, her third personal foul.
Boy, a lot of time ticking off that clock. Could have got a foul a little bit earlier, I believe.
Certainly did, and there'll be Cecilia Espensheet to the foul line, 5'4 senior guard. Another timeout with 25 seconds to go. 49-42 New Philadelphia. This is Girls OCC Basketball on WKLM.
Denco Marketing and Tricor Industrial, two reputable entities, are the proud sponsors of this broadcast. Denco takes pride in distributing garage door parts and producing specialty tools, serving customers at home and abroad. Need superior tools for your project? Head to Tricor Industrial on Bowman Street in Worcester, boasting an impressive lineup of Milwaukee Power Tools, Wright Tools, Grade 5, Grade 8, and stainless steel fasteners. While visiting, don't overlook their steel blue work boots and wide selection of drill bits, taps, and dies. Denco and Tricor, proud partners of making an impact in your community.
Well, 7-point lead for the Quakers. Again, 25 seconds to go, and time's starting to run out a little bit here on the Lady Knights.
It is. They got to hope that they may move Philadelphia, that at least splits these. I mean, still keep it a three-possession game and come down and get a quick score, maybe a timeout, stop the clock. But they got to do something to try to get some points scored with the clock being stopped.
We'll see what happens here at the foul line against Cecilia Espensheed, who does have 2 points today.
Currently, 0-for-2 from the free throw line.
Team in average, just over 5 points per game and 3 rebounds per contest for the 5'4 senior. Free throw here is up, going to be no good off the rim. Makes it now 0-for-3 for her on the afternoon. One more to go. That free throw is up, going to be no good. Rebound to the four is going to be chased down by McMillan. She'll find Joel Brown, 20 seconds. Now Proper to the front court, on the right wing. Proper to a jump stop. Around the foul line goes to McMillan. Her shot left hand going to be no good, but drew the foul. That foul going to be snapped on Wells, and now McMillan goes to the charity stripe.
And need these two free throws to go, then get a quick foul if you don't get a turnover off the inbounds pass.
Aubrey Wells, her fourth personal, 15 foul on New Philadelphia as well.
Kara 2-for-2 right now.
That free throw going to be
a jinxer.
A bit short. One on the rim has another one going. 13.7 seconds to play. McMillan does have 9 points. That free throw is up. That's going to be no good. Rebound snatched away by Michaela Plants, and she'll be fouled by Jewel Brown. And again, just 10 seconds to go in this one. The Quakers looking like they're going to probably pull this one out here on their home floor.
Yeah, I mean, they played well. They have played well today, and they fought through some foul troubles and able to hold a 7-point lead right now.
Kind of look back to that early part of the third quarter being a big difference in this one, as we see so many times that does make a big difference, right?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
That free throw good by Michaela Plants. Up to 12 points. That free throw's up. That's going to be no good. Rebound is grabbed inside by Karen McMillan. Westholm's ball. Into the front court. Proper has it center circle and in. Going to be a timeout called by Westholm with 3.4 seconds remaining. A 50-42 advantage for New Philadelphia as Westholm's came in at 4-3 on the season, 2-1 in the OCC here. So looking like they're going to get their second straight loss here, Don. And obviously for Westholm's, they're hoping to get Briar Klein back here pretty soon. But still a lot to play for here. Just a few things they got to figure out here as they go into the second half of the season.
Oh, absolutely. And you got to remember, too, New Philadelphia has to come and play at Westholm's as well. And in the OCC, you've got to try to hold your home court and try to win those games. And, you know, and Westholm's got beat last Thursday against Ashland at home. So but they get a chance to go over there, maybe steal one over there, hopefully full strength as well.
Absolutely. As Westholm will have it here just into the front court on the far side. Karen McMillan's pass goes out top to Proper. Proper to the foul line. Runner by Proper up of the air, going to be banked in, and that will do it here for the contest. As New Philadelphia gets the victory today by the final score of 50-44. And New Philadelphia improved their record now to 6-2. They won 5 straight. They're 4-0 in the OCC. Westholm's with a loss will drop to 4-4 overall. 2-2 in the OCC, and they've lost now 2 games in a row. Again, the final score today, New Philadelphia 50, Westholm's 44. Back to wrap it up after this on WKLM.
Stop in for the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through New Year's Eve at Rody's IGA. Hi, this is Scott Rody. We have 3 to 5 pound Norwegian whole salmon filet, $9.98 a pound. 16-ounce package of wild ocean perch fillets, $6.99. 2 pound package of wild walleye fillets for $25.98. 20 to 30 count sea scallops, $13.98. 16-ounce package of garlic butter mussels, $2.48. And 13-ounce yellowfin tuna steak for $9.98. Take advantage of these sale prices during the Santa Seafood Sale going on now through December 31st at Rody's IGA Marketplace in Millersburg.
Get luxury for every home with Montana Forge Hardware at MRV Siding Supply. Montana Forge provides custom luxury for every home and is one of the most affordable luxury brands in the industry with solid forged brass designer hardware manufactured to the highest standards. Don't forget about beautiful Montana Forge bath hardware available in all Montana Forge finishes. That's MRV Siding Supply in Millersburg, Newark, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Visit them on the web at mrvsiding.com.
Get your siding supplies from the Siding Guys, MRV Siding Supply.
Are pests taking over your home and causing you distress? Don't let these unwanted guests disrupt your life. Call the experts at Holmes Pest Control today. They are experienced professionals that will quickly and safely rid your home of pests from bed bugs and ants to spiders and rodents. They use the latest techniques and environmentally friendly products to ensure your home is pest-free and safe for your family and pets. Don't wait until the problem gets out of control. Call Holmes Pest Control today at 330-674-9094. Take back control of your home. Remember, a pest-free home is a happy home.
Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service continues to offer the convenience of two great locations on US 62 in Winesburg and on County Road 201 in Berlin. The Winesburg shop will take care of heavy-duty truck and fleet customers from 7 a.m. to midnight, while the Berlin facility will repair auto and light trucks from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Contact them in Winesburg at 330-359-5421 or in Berlin at 330-674-6970. That's Beachy's Auto Diesel and Tire Service in Winesburg and Berlin.
It is the final this afternoon. Girls high school basketball from New Philadelphia. The Quakers get the win 50-44 over West Holmes. New Philadelphia jumped out to a 16-10 lead after the first quarter. West Holmes came back, though, and outscored New Philadelphia 11-5 in the second and is tied up at 21 at halftime. And a key stretch in the third quarter, the Quakers would jump out to that lead in the third. They'd actually outscore West Holmes 15-6 in the third quarter. And New Philadelphia led by 9, 36-27 through three quarters. The Quakers actually started the third quarter on a 9-0 run before outscoring West Holmes again 15-6. And then the Quakers end up getting the victory by the final margin of 50-44 over West Holmes, as the Lady Knights would come back to outscore New Philadelphia 17-14 in that final quarter, but not enough. The Quakers get the six-point win. For New Philadelphia this afternoon, leading the way for them, they had three players in double figures. And leading the way, that was Ellie Mason, who hit some big-time shots today. Ellie Mason going 5 for 15 from downtown, 0 for 5 from two-point range. She was 1 of 4 from the foul line. Ellie Mason finished up with 16 points. Also, Michaela Plants in double figures. She was 0 for 1 on three-point tries, 4 for 5 from two-point range, 4 for 6 for the foul line, as Plants had 12 points. And Aubrey Wells, the freshman guard, went 0 for 1 on three-point tries, 4 for 6 from two-point range, 2 for 2 for the foul line, as Wells would have finished up with 10 points. Also scoring today, it was 8 points for Ava Reason. She fouled out with 1:26 to play. And 2 apiece for Cecilia Espensheed and Caitlin Mamula, the round out the scoring for the Quakers with their total of 50. And for West Holmes, they had two players in double figures. Aviana Yoder in double figures for the seventh time on the year. As for Aviana, she would finish up going 1 for 2 on three-point tries, 3 for 5 from two-point range, 1 for 6 from the foul line. As she would finish up, I should say 2 for 6 rather from the foul line. Aviana Yoder had 11 points on the afternoon. And also, it was Greta Rollins who was in double figures for the second time of the season. New season high for Greta, in fact. And she would go 4 for 5 from two-point range, 3 for 3 from the foul line. Again, season high. Greta Rollins finished up with 11 points. Selena Proper just missed double figures. She finished up with 9 points on the afternoon. 9 points also scored by Kara McMillan, and 2 points for Jewel Brown, as well as 2 points scored by Rory Wilcox to win out the scoring for West Holmes, their total of 44. Final score today, New Philadelphia 50, West Holmes 44. Now with the final team numbers, here's Don Hall.
Thank you very much, Matt. From behind the arc, West Holmes 3 of 15 for 20%. New Philadelphia 5 of 15 for 33%. 2-point field goals, West Holmes 14 of 20 for 70%. New Philadelphia 13 of 26 for 50%. From the charity stripe, West Holmes 7 of 13 for 54%. New Philadelphia 9 of 20 for 45%. Total rebounds, West Holmes wins at 36 to New Philadelphia 23. Total turnovers, West Holmes with 19, New Philadelphia with 11.
Individual rebounding leaders for West Holmes, Greta Rollins had 7 rebounds, 2 at the offensive end, and also 7 boards for Kara McMillan, and 5 rebounds for Zelina Proper as well. Also for the Quakers, it was Michaela Plants who had 5 rebounds, also 4 boards for Caitlin Mamula. She had 3 at the offensive end, and 3 boards also for Ellie Mason. Final score of the day, New Philadelphia gets the win 50-44 over West Holmes. And when you look at the Ellie Mason, really hit some big time and timely three-pointers, it seemed like today.
It seems like every time West Holmes would come down, sink a 3 to you know, maybe tie it or sometimes even to go ahead, Mason would come down and nail one herself to answer that and then do one better.
No question. You kind of look at this game here. Again, we go back to that third quarter where the Quakers got off that 9-0 start here to start that third. That was a kind of a key stretch there. West Holmes did a good job kind of getting back into that fourth quarter, but again, Quakers had enough of that lead. They were kind of able to hang on.
And that's true. Usually the first 3 minutes of the third quarter, the second half, dictates a lot of the game, and West Holmes just came out a little flat. They had 6 quick turnovers in that third quarter, which led to easy points for New Philadelphia, and that was sort of the start of them falling behind and never being able to catch up.
Quakers get the win, but again, this week, I think you look at West Holmes, and Lizzie talked about that, as you have, team kind of forced to grow up a little bit. Certain players here this week with Breyer Klein being out, and Aviana and Breyer both being out there against Ashland. And here you see, look, players like Kara McMillan, who had a solid game today. She had 9 points today. Obviously, Greta had a really good game. Even Zelina Proper had 9 points. Things that you can kind of see that can build upon going forward as they get Breyer back as well.
Oh, absolutely. And then you see even some of those younger girls, you know, Rory Wilcox and Maddie Fair and Mari Patterson coming off the bench. You're going to be able to hopefully rely on them if you need some minutes coming down, you know, even to come tournament time. So that's what you're looking for. And you had some people that normally don't do scoring things step up and do scoring things today, like Riley Rollins, and her, she did some well rebounding. So I'll bet she had 4 or 5 assists as well. So she has actually expanded her game with Breyer being out.
You mentioned Greta Rollins, so she will be our third and eighth player of the game. Greta Rollins, 11 points in 7 rebounds. And we talked about, you know, Aviana is a good scoring threat. Nice to have another scoring presence in down low like Greta Rollins, like she did today.
And it's like I tell you, but I think Greta sells herself short. I think she's better than what she thinks she is. I mean, because there's some of those moves that she finished down out, you know, down here today at the bucket with her opposite hand with great body control. So I think going forward, hopefully she still has that in her back pocket and willing to score going forward.
Good to see that for her. Again, Greta Rollins, her third and eighth player of the contest. So New Philadelphia gets the win today. They go they win at 50-44. They'll go to 6-2. They won 5 straight. They're now 4-0 in the OCC. They'll play next Saturday, December 28th. It'll be a home game against Ashland. And West Holmes with the loss drops to 4-4 overall, 2-2 in the OCC. They've now lost 4 of the last 5. Again, they'll play next Saturday, December 28th. They'll be on the road against Worcester. For us, a reminder, later on tonight, we'll have college football playoff action. Tennessee's at Ohio State. We'll join the OSU radio network at 6:30 p.m. And also on Sunday, we'll have NFL action. Cleveland Browns will be at Cincinnati for the take on the Bengals. We'll join the Browns radio network at 11 a.m. as well. And also Monday, girls basketball, Tuslaw is at Highland. And of course, you can check out our entire high school basketball broadcast schedule on our website at WKLMFM.com and click on the on-air tab. For Don Hall, I'm Matt Coy. Special thanks also to Blaisdon Mullins back at WKLM Sports Central. Remember to stick around tonight for not only the Ohio State, but also we have a high school scoreboard throughout the Ohio State game. So we are updating you on the high school scores as well, all the way until midnight for high school scoreboard tonight as well. Again, the final today, it was New Philadelphia 50 and West Holmes 44. Merry Christmas, everyone.
Thank you for listening. This has been a presentation of the WKLM Sports Department. WKLM Millersburg, your hometown sports connection. WKLM.